That's absolutely fascinating. Well, I'm pleased that you and I were great. Well, we always knew the dogs understood us. Dr. Roger Mugford, animal behavioural specialist. Glad we got you back on the line, at least to say goodbye. Thank you very much indeed for talking to us here at Talk Radio. Speaking to the baser animals, John Holmes is live in the studio.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. Are you a dog lover? I mean, not in a dodgy John Holmesy afternoon show sort of way.
Say, I'm not sure what you're asking. I mean, no.
Not in public.
No.
Not on national radio.
Although I could tell you a story.
No, please don't.
But you'd have to read my new book to find out, because it's in there.
Oh, you've not written a book, have you?
Yeah.
I don't know how any... I know so many people who write books. I tried writing a book a year ago.
Yes, but you've got to be able to write.
I hate it. Oh, steady. I just found it so unenjoyable.
Did you?
I love writing. I love writing articles.
Yeah.
But I like a deadline.
No, well, it was a deadline of sorts.
I like a deadline that's not a year away.
No, it gives you... Well, you need that time to write that many words. Book, Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man. Out now.
That's a great job. That is an absolutely superb title.
Thank you very much.
You should get that on a T-shirt.
Yes. I'll get you a copy.
Should we? Will you be a guest on my show and talk about your book?
Yes.
We can get you on at sort of like 12:45.
That'd be fine. We'll just do an interview for 15 minutes.
We'll just carry on and then I'll do an interview with you about the books I've not written.
Brilliant.
Brilliant. Yeah. What's coming up on your show?
Well, mostly there's some more
usual
meat.
Nonsense.
There's some meat. There's the usual nonsense. There's some meat, of course.
Not dog meat, I hope.
I don't know. Well, they call it chicken, but it is here, so
everything,
you know what the budgets
like
are like. Yeah. So it could well be dog meat, for all I know. But that's in a game of Dead or Alive. There will be another Lonely Lunch Clubber inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. Work experience punditry today. Ellie returns with, I'm going to call it hipster nonsense, just a roundup of that.
Is your hipster? I haven't seen your hipster this week.
No, he's not. He's,
the beard.
All the bearded hipster producer, Dave.
Yeah.
All the results were out, so he's hanging around universities picking on the emotionally vulnerable.
Oh, that's just wrong, isn't it?
That's right.
And on that note, should we leave it there? That's what's coming up after 1 o'clock. Good luck, everyone, particularly those girls at university. But there we are.
And the dogs.
I'll be back with you at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. After I'll be shouting at people on the tube, probably, and not being allowed to use a sniper. But there we are. And Mr. John Holmes. That John's looking confused. He obviously wasn't listening earlier. And John will be with you from 1 o'clock. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Imagine a car that pushes technology to the limit. To begin your drive, swipe the touch-sensitive steering pad and look ahead, where you'll see directly behind you and indeed sideways thanks to Bug Eye Vision. And if a deer in front of you should appear to your side, simply access your steering pad keyboard and select the scared face icon to begin an evasive manoeuvre, if you've got the latest update. Imagine this car. Now imagine the Toyota Auris Hybrid, with innovation that's all there to make your drive simpler. Now with 4.9% APR representative and £2,000 towards your deposit. Toyota. Always a better way.
Available when flexibly financed through Toyota Financial Services. Conditions apply. Finance subject to status to over 18s. Indemnities may be required. Excludes active.
TradePoint, we've got a great range of building materials stocked in volume, in store, and always at low trade prices. Plus, with our range of tools and workwear, we've got everything you need to finish the job. So why go anywhere else? TradePoint. Trade brands, trade prices, trade only.
My car needs a service, but where can I find a good price and someone I can trust?
Whatever your car needs, just type in a few details and approved local businesses will quote for your work. Then pick whichever's best for you. Just visit
mycarneeds.com. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
On a... what day is it? Wednesday afternoon. Good afternoon. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. 1 o'clock. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, the PM insists Brexit means Brexit. Turbulence injures 16. And a turtle is stolen in Cheshire.
Talk Radio.
Theresa May has ruled out a second referendum on the UK's withdrawal from the European Union. In their first meeting since the summer break, the Prime Minister told her cabinet there will be no attempt to stay in the EU by the back door. Ryan Shorthouse, former policy adviser for the Conservative Party, says the PM should take her time triggering the legal process to leave.
The referendum was a debate on whether we should stay in the European Union. It wasn't a debate on what sort of relationship we want in the future, and there must be a debate about that before we trigger Article 50.
A 17-year-old has died in hospital after getting into trouble on a dinghy off the coast of Tyne Wear yesterday. In Cornwall, a 45-year-old man has died in a scuba diving accident. 14 passengers and two flight crew have been treated in hospital in Ireland after their flight hit severe turbulence. The pilot was forced to make an emergency landing at Shannon Airport on the London-bound flight from Texas. The mother of a British backpacker killed in a knife attack in Australia has praised a man who tried to protect her daughter. Mia Aleph Chung was fatally stabbed at a hostel in Queensland last week. A fellow British backpacker died trying to save her. Now Mia's mum, Rosie Aleph, is paying tribute to Tom Jackson, who didn't survive the injuries he suffered.
My thoughts are with Tom Jackson, a very brave young man, and with his family, and with the young people who witnessed the attack, who are traumatised by it, and with the family and friends who've lost two beautiful people.
UK scientists have travelled to central Italy to study the aftershocks of last week's earthquake, which killed 292 people. They're hoping to find out what will improve the emergency response. Italian Bishop Domenico Pompili is one of the many who've criticised the building work in the area.
The earthquake didn't kill, the works of man killed.
Solo così. La ricostruzione non sarà.
The reconstruction must not become a political controversy or a form of looting in various ways, but what it should do is restore a beauty of which we are all guardians.
The government has condemned potential plans for more strike action by junior doctors in England. Leaders of the British Medical Association are meeting today and are reportedly considering a five-day-long walkout every month for the rest of the year. And police have warned a turtle is likely to die after it was stolen from an aquarium in Cheshire. Officers say Clyde needs specialist care after he was taken from Blue Planet Aquarium in Ellesmere Port yesterday.
Talk Radio National Weather. I think that's ludicrous.
What's ludicrous?
I mean, that is a story. I mean, of all the things. Do you go, right, news, Google amusing animal thing?
Well, no, I don't. And I feel
a
sorry
dog on
for
a skateboard
Clyde.
Has won a medal.
No, this is terrible. The turtle, Clyde, yes. The turtle is likely to die. He was stolen. There is crime going on. I've got to report the facts that's happened. And police aren't happy, and neither's the aquarium where he was taken from. They're really worried about Clyde.
I'm worried about Clyde.
It doesn't seem like you are. It seems like you're mocking.
I would not mock
the plight of Clyde.
I would never mock the plight of Clyde. I would not mock turtle. Which was a band with Steve Coogan's brother in it, incidentally.
Brilliant.
Any news on the turtle's head?
I've got no specifics.
Okay. Do you want to do the weather?
Please.
Okay. Oh, there isn't a jingle. We've already played the jingle.
Okay.
Were you listening?
You started talking to me about turtles. Oh. Can you do a little jingle for me? Just make your own one up.
Ooh, Victoria's got the weather.
Thanks, John. A mixture of sunshine and showers, patchy rain in the north and west, moving southeastwards. Highs of 23 degrees.
Thanks very much. Who's got the sport? Is it Ben?
I'm not
Talk
bothered.
Radio Sports Update.
Hi, Ben Fletcher.
Ben
Good
Fletcher.
Afternoon.
Good
there
afternoon.
Are just 10 hours to go until the transfer window slams shut. Leicester have agreed a club record fee to sign striker Islam Slimani from Portuguese side Sporting Lisbon. Stoke have just completed the loan signing of goalkeeper Lee Grant from Derby. They've agreed a deal until January. Joe Hart's season-long loan move to Torino has now been confirmed. Jack Wilshere is another high-profile player that could end the day out on loan, either to Crystal Palace, Bournemouth or Roma, who are now said to be interested in the midfield. midfielder. Wilfred Bony could be on his way out of Manchester City for Stoke. Wilfred Bony could be on his way out of Manchester City.
You said that, Ben.
Bruno Martins, Indy, having a medical.
Forgot to edit it, didn't he?
That's the trouble with your pre-recorded sport, isn't it, Ben? When you accidentally forget to edit the same sentence out you've said twice.
David Luiz sold to PSG for £50 million 2 years ago, back to Stamford Bridge. On to tennis, Britain's Kyle Edmund plays what's arguably the biggest match of his career later at the US Open. The world number 84 takes on America's Ernesto Escobedo in round two. It's after he beat 13th seed Richard Gasquet. Later on, Johanna Konta faces Bulgaria's Svetlana Pironkova.
Gasquet.
That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thanks, pre-recorded Ben. I think we can all... That's now obvious to all, isn't it? Right then, it's Talk Radio in the afternoons. Chloe, you know, press something.
Talk Radio. Where are your hands right now? Are they firmly placed on the steering wheel of a car? Good. Now ask yourself, are they the hands of a winning driver? Hands that successfully find the exact change for the car park meter? Hands that gloriously guide you into the tightest of spaces? Or hands that triumphantly type confused.com into the World Wide Web and could save you money on car insurance? Of course they are. Because they're the hands of a winner. Drivers win at confused.com. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Previously on the John Holmes Show.
You're listening to Talk Radio. And we were just earlier on finding out what our rivals collapsed onto the M20 today. But we're here to help, of course, by...
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Less than popular weekday programme in the afternoon.
Show Top point!
Shall we, You listen to Talk Radio? Or cheesecake? Without sleeves. So what's Jeremy Vine up to this afternoon? It's a big issue in British broadcasting. No one can get their head around the news. That's the problem. At Talk Radio, that's being held up by a tractor.
And so they gave me one.
Are you allowed to give us a number of different feet?
Hello, how are you?
Do sweat more than others. Why did Princess Diana tell us an unbroadcastable joke? Bang! And the Muslims are gone.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century. Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Talk radio.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk radio.
When I am bound to get on a journey,
so, good afternoon then, and welcome, my friends, to the show that never ends. Except, of course, it does at around 4 o'clock. Hello, it's Talk Radio in the afternoons, and I can promise you that we do exist. There is an actual office, and there are people that work in it. Well, I say work, obviously. I mean, there are people that turn up here. No one's really sure what they do or what they're for, even though they're sort of hang around. I mean, there's Laurie, for instance. I mean, you know, he claims to... What's his title? What is he?
Group Executive Editor.
What, I mean, but all he, honestly, all he really seems to do, Laurie, Group Executive Editor, is send a weekly staff email around with some clips of the best bits of Talk Radio on it. And then... And he even asks other people to get those clips for him. I mean, we're never on it for obvious reasons. And then, I mean, I don't know what he does. And then there's the thingy, isn't there, in there? Thingy. Whenever anyone ventures near, picks up the phone, pretends he's talking to someone to look busy so he doesn't have to do anything. But there are people, you know who I mean, but there are people here. So what I'm saying is, right, it's our office isn't like Apple's one in Ireland, which the EU Competitions Commissioner claims exists only on paper, has no staff and no premises, and, quote, no real activities go on at all. Yet, it still functions more effectively than our office. Go figure. It seems that Apple's tax bill is very much in line with the battery on my iPhone after I've used it to make one call, send one email and glance at the time, in that their tax bill and my battery is down to 0.005%. Anyway, hello, here we are with your Wednesday attempt at some kind of programme. I'm John Holmes, and like Chris Brown being arrested for pointing a gun at a lady, we now aim the following features at your ears over the next 3 hours. Headline, hijack, on the way. Now, you know, if you're a regular listener, how it works by now. Victoria is the owner of this mouth.
this mouth.
At 2 o'clock, she'll say the news. Ooh. She'll say the news out of it. Ordinarily, of course, that news, even though it's about turtles, will be true. However, at 2 o'clock, there's always a made-up news lie in the news, and we'd like you to make it up. The reason we do it is because people don't necessarily listen to this bit of the programme because they're out for lunch. They get back at 2 o'clock, put the radio on, hear the news first, and thus they believe it because they don't listen to this bit. We don't talk about it after 2 o'clock. Give me a high five. Thank you. Right, after that, 87222, by the way, the number.
Start your message with the word talk.
It's already on Twitter.
Start your message anywhere you like.
If you'd like to get involved in today's headline hijack, you could be the winner of it. Following that, are you lunching alone? We invite you to become a friend of the show, a crony, if you like, just like David Cameron's ones, except, well, you won't get a 24% pay rise. What you'll get instead is inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair to become a proud member, if I can say those words on the radio, of the Lonely Lunch Club. That is what you will become. No matter the reason you are eating alone, we will not judge you. We will not judge you. If you're lunching alone, allow us to reach out off the radio to help and let us know why you're lunching alone. There's an email for that, lonelylunch@tourradio.co.uk. We will call you back. There's work experience punditry on the way as well. Today, Ellie returns with a artisan beard rammed full of hipster nonsense as we round up, and in my case, hate, the latest in pop-up craft cereal man buns or whatever she's going to be talking about. Today, there's the news in haikus, of course. That's Current Affairs explained through the medium of Japanese poetry. We'll be out on the streets to find out what the people think today. Do they think hairspray or boxes? Our non-English-speaking foreign correspondent will be on to bring us up to date with foreign news in its original foreign. There's a diversity paper review. Who's doing it today?
I don't know.
Okay, it's a brown one, apparently. There's the there's a mystery quiz. We'll do the mystery quiz. We didn't have time yesterday. We ran out, so we'll do the mystery quiz. It's an object. What object will I be holding up in front of the microphone? It's your chance to win £5,000.
£5,000 is not available.
There's also a chance to win some meat. Today you can get your hands and mouth on a choice of chicken, a beef, or a lamb, or a box of organic veg.
We're not racist.
That's the catchphrase. That's in a game of dead or alive, plus a source of pleasure or aid, perhaps. Five letters. All right, no. Sorry, no, hang on, that's not us. That's the 14 across clue in today's cryptic crossword in the Metro. Wow. I always get them mixed up, don't I? Today's show and the cryptic crossword in the Metro. Mm. So. Ginger Dave is, well, presumed dead by now. We haven't seen him for a long time. Asp Prod Cass is through the glass.
Yay.
Chloe's on buttons. Victoria is making sweet, sweet news.
Oh, yeah.
That was weird. Paid intern Cornelius.
Good afternoon.
Transfer deadline day has been swapped for these magic beans. These magic beans. I'll be honest, what happened was we took Cornelius to sell him at market. And on the way, we swapped him for some magic beans. And the Cornelius we've got in the studio today is he's not the real Cornelius. He's a pantomime Cornelius. He's got two men in him. Sort of.
Not the first time.
Costume. Costume of. What we have got, not a magic bean, have we, Victoria? But we've got, what have we got?
We have got a dusty wine gum.
Because yesterday, if you were listening to the show, Victoria...
it's so dusty.
Victoria discovered that on the back of one of the chairs in here... He's got a hair on it. One of the back of the chairs in here, there's a wine gum just balanced there, and it's sort of covered in dust and hair. And Victoria said if it's still there today, then Cornelius would eat it.
I did.
Yeah, I'm not going to. So.
You have to do it. This
I don't
is the
care.
Bit that you have to do.
Oh, yeah? Or what? Are they not going to pay me? I don't care. They will, so they're not going to not pay me.
As trade descriptions out.
Cass, what are you doing? Cass, what are you doing?
Social mediaing.
What do you mean?
Social mediaing. Taking a picture.
What, of a dusty wine gum?
Well, because...
Are you taking a picture of Victoria's dusty wine gum?
Yes.
You can't sext that.
Because we could be making it up and we're not.
That's really...
No, there is a genuine dusty wine gum.
Look at the bits.
I'm not going to lick your wine gum.
I said look.
Oh, I'm not going to look at it either. Stop showing me your wine gum. Right, it's...
Shall we
going
to give it
Chloe,
up,
Chloe,
no.
Get us the hell out of this. Chloe, get us the hell out of this. with some music. Is called Sheriff Fat Man. But why am I playing Sheriff Fat Man on Talk Radio?
Moving up on second base behind Nicholas Van, what's his face? At 6'6" and 100 tons, the undisputed king of the slums, more aliases than Klaus Barbie, the master butcher of Leon C, just about to take the stage, the one and only hold the front page.
Moving up now.
I imagine that is a question that is on your face right now. I can see it writ large on the, hesitate to call it a face, but it's in the approximate region of one of Cornelius. Cornelius, why would I play Sheriff Fatman? What? How could that relate to today's big story?
Something to do with...
If you've got a question, put your hand up. Cornelius, you got your hand up.
Yes, hi. I was just wondering why you're playing this song. Is it something to do with a sheriff?
No.
What about a fat man?
No. Well, yes. Sort of, yes. Yes, yes. Look, you know how radio shows, right, to illustrate a story they're going to talk about, they play a song, don't they? As we do every day. Right, so it's a link. It's a link between the two. It's a link between the two things. So the song cleverly links to the story.
A fat man.
Yeah.
Obesity.
Name a fat man.
Alan Brazil.
Yes, but not him.
The fat controller.
No.
Rikishi. The former WWE. WWE wrestler.
Okay, it's not that. It's Chubby Checker. It's Chubby Checker, isn't it? Chubby Checker.
I was just told to hurry up there, even though I was just guessing.
Chubby Checker.
Who's that?
The singer, Chubby Checker.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, he's a fat man, isn't he?
I don't know.
Chubby Checker.
Well, presumably,
Wipeout.
Yeah.
He sang Wipeout.
Bust a Blood Vessel?
No, Chubby
okay,
Checker.
Yeah,
it's Chubby Checker.
Okay. What, is he in the news?
No. But
well,
because Theresa May has taken the cabinet to Checkers.
Oh, yeah.
So that's today's big story. And
how did I not get that?
I don't know. Today's big story then, Theresa May is at Checkers with the Cabinet discussing Brexit. And that is a song that got us there. Next, we've got somebody live down at Chequers reporting from the outside of it. It's you.
Me.
You need to go now. Chequers correspondent will be live at Chequers talking us through what's going on inside next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio, 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Direct Line guaranteed to be any public liability insurance quote for the same cover. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Public Liability Insurance. New customers only. Qualifying criteria apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Right now at Wix, there's 15% off everything when you click and collect until the 6th of September. Why? Because these are our homes. Wix, let's do it right. Exclusions apply. Cannot be used in conjunction with any existing voucher. £75 minimum spend.
The best sports news, exclusive interviews and unmissable opinion in this week's Sport Magazine. Download your free sport-filled iPad edition now.
Get in-depth previews, stunning photography and exclusive video content. Sport Magazine is now available in iPad, Kindle Fire HD and Android editions.
Sport Magazine, the weekend starts here.
From just £99 per month, the Mercedes-Benz Citan 109 Euro 6 CDI long panel van works hard for your business. Put it through its paces today, only at the Mercedes-Benz East London Van Centre Summer Sale. Offer ends September 23rd. Mercedes-Benz Vans. Born to run. For details and conditions, check mbvanseastlondon.co.uk. Business users only. Over 24 months at 10,000 miles per annum on agility. Deposit £6,590 £12. Optional final payment £6,500. Mileage and damage charges may apply. Mercedes-Benz Finance.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
We're getting word that a van's broken down on Greater Manchester's eastbound M62 near the Symmester Island at Junction 18. So a lane's out there with queues in the approach as you head towards Rochdale. No change in Cheadle Ewen for the A34 Hanforth bypass. A lane out because of overrunning roadworks approaching the Stanley Green roundabout on the southbound side, causing queues. Somerset's northbound in 5, busy past a broken down lorry around 20 at Clevedon. One lane's closed. And with long delays building on the M23 in West Sussex, north towards an accident near Gatwick Airport at Junction 9. I'm Joanna Adams.
As you can see, it's a well-appointed pied-à-terre, ideally suited to a young couple, charmingly unfussy decor throughout, a stone's throw from the lively cosmopolitan nightlife scene with close proximity to local transport links.
Does it come with a roof?
No, it's what we call a fixer-upper.
Whether you're looking to own, rent, primp or pimp a pad, make sure you listen to Home Rule with Martin Roberts. He's the property professor who's slapping on his bricks and mortarboard to give you expert advice on achieving your dream home. Home Rule with Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon then. It is Talk Radio that you are listening to. I am John Holmes. And I say to you the words, Theresa May's Brexit Brainstorm. Now, it sounds, of course, like a punk band booked late at night onto one of Glastonbury's more obscure stages. But no, it is in fact happening right now as I speak. The Prime Minister and her cabinet are... they've come upon the time of the gathering when ministers seek out their own other immortals who must do battle across time immemorial. From the dawn of time they came to Chequers just south of Aylesbury in Buckinghamshire, moving silently down the centuries, living many secret lives, struggling to reach the time of the gathering when the few who remain will battle to the last. No one has ever known they were among us until now.
Here we are, born to be kings. We're the princes of the universe.
Yeah, sorry, what's happened there is I got the Prime Minister's gathering with the ministers at Chequers confused with the time of the gathering in the film Highlander there, which I'm always doing that as well. It's easy to... I've picked the wrong notes up. Hold on. Oh, yeah. Here we are. Born to be kings. We're the prince. Oh, I've done it again. Hold on. Yeah, here it is. The Prime Minister, Theresa May, is at Chequers with her cabinet. It's being described as an away day. And over there as well, to report upon it, is our Prime Minister at Chequers cabinet correspondent, Cornelius. Can you hear me, Cornelius?
Hello, John. Oh,
hello. So you're live at Chequers, of course, in the time-honoured tradition of a reporter being unnecessarily outside a place. It's what they do on BBC local television and also radio, so we thought we'd do it as well. What can you tell us about this away day?
Well, we saw them arrive today. First to arrive was Theresa May. She was followed by Amber Rudd and Boris Johnson, yeah. And then the other ones.
Yeah, great. So is it right that team-building exercises, we know about them, and together this morning they've spent the time building a raft of measures to pull us out of the EU?
Yeah, that was a raft. Boris Johnson wasn't very good at it. His ideas sunk into the water, causing a lot of pain and misery for him and his team.
Yeah, and team building. Speaking of team building, am I right that they're together? They've got to, as one of the exercises, got to dismantle the NHS as quickly as possible.
Yes, that's right. So they have a fully formed NHS, and then the health secretary was very good actually. Once he had dismantled it,
yeah,
but then selling it off to some private agencies. Yeah, very clever,
very good. So I mean, that again, that that helps to bond the cabinet, I suppose, in many ways, which is the point of today. It's like, I mean, they're over in Chequers. You've seen the pictures. You're looking at it now. It's like a sort of it's like a sort of awkward game of Cluedo, isn't it? In many ways, in a mansion. Boris Johnson in the library with the zip wire. What can you tell us about who might be killed?
We're not too sure, John. Apparently the team, the cabinet there, have been working on trust exercises, so they help each other out. Earlier we did see them in the gardens, where one kind of cabinet minister would stand up on a bench and all the others would, and he'd fall back and all the others would catch him.
Yeah.
But that went disastrously wrong. As one person fell, they lodged a knife right in their back.
Yes. Was Michael Gove anything to do with that, even though he's not in the cabinet anymore? It sounds like the sort of thing he'd do.
Yes, it is believed it is the same knife that Michael Gove used on Boris Johnson.
Yeah, all those weeks ago. Other party games, I understand. There's a game of pass the food parcel out of reach of the poor.
Yes, that's correct. Yes, Theresa May won that one. She got the lollipop that was in the middle of it. She was very happy.
Yeah, the lollipop's not in the middle. It's in the wrappers, not in the middle.
I'm not a parent, John.
Okay, fine. And again, I understand they're organising a team game of leapfrog, which is quite xenophobic, isn't it, where they've got to jump over the French president?
Yes, that's right. Although they have been actually using that as research to see whether that is possible for the migrants in Calais to leap over the English Channel. So it's all part of their research over about Brexit.
Yeah. And of course, the last time, you remember, a long time ago now, because these team exercises at Chequers, this cabinet meeting, was the inspiration, I think, for the novel The Hound of the Baskervilles, am I right? Where the beast, that John Prescott was glimpsed playing croquet on the lawn and would punch anyone who strayed outside. That was inspiration for a novel there. So there's a sense of history, is there not?
Absolutely, John. And Chequers itself was designed on Hogwarts, so another literary reference.
Yeah, good. That's Cornelius, our Prime Minister in the Cabinet, Chequers correspondent there, bringing us the latest. Of course, Theresa May is there discussing Brexit today in the news. In the next bit of this, you can react to that, by the way, if you've got an opinion on the cabinet, just when they should be working, having some kind of party down at Chequers, then let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
And in the next half an hour, we'll meet today's lonely luncher, and there will be the business of Headline Hijack. It's just coming up to 1:30. Victoria's here. She's got the news.
Talk Radio.
Theresa May has told her cabinet ministers that Britain will make a success of leaving the European Union. Speaking at a special meeting this morning, she also insisted there'll be no attempts to stay in the EU by the back door. She also told them discussions should focus on opportunities outside the Union.
We will have an update on Brexit. We'll be looking at the next steps that we need to take, but we'll also be looking at the opportunities that are now open to us as we forge a new role for the UK in the world.
The MP for Harlow has condemned the murder of a Polish man in a suspected hate crime. Six teenagers arrested after Saturday night's attack on the 40-year-old and another man have been released on bail. 16 people are in hospital in Ireland after a Heathrow-bound transatlantic flight had to make an emergency landing at Shannon. The United Airlines plane from Houston was diverted after hitting severe turbulence. The mother of a British woman stabbed to death in Australia has described a second Briton who tried to save her as very brave. Mia Aliff Chung was killed at a Queensland backpackers hostel last week, despite the efforts of Tom Jackson, who since died from his injuries. The government has attacked proposals by junior doctors to stage a week of strike action every month for the rest of the year. The British Medical Association is considering the plans as the row about new contracts in England escalates. And in sport, Joe Hart has completed his season-long loan move from Manchester City to Torino. The England goalkeeper is moving to Italy after being dropped by City's new manager, Pep Guardiola. The weather, a mix of sunshine and showers, patchy rain in the north and west, moving southeastwards. Highs of 23 degrees is more than half an hour.
I'd say 80% of those words were correct on that one. Transatlantic, you struggle with a little bit, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. Thanks for mocking me.
I'm not doing that. Just trying to help.
You could give me some constructive criticism.
Yes.
So instead of just pointing out my flaws. So how do you think I should...
Say transatlantic.
Mm-hmm.
Transatlantic.
Transatlantic.
Yes.
Is that better?
Yes.
Okay, good. Anything else?
No. Victoria there with the news and, as I say, Lonely Lunch Club. Now, if you are a Lonely Lunch Clubber, if you're lunching alone for whatever reason and you want to be entered into the Tupperware Hall of Despair, all you need to do to get on the list is email us lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. And while you're about it, maybe you'd like to win some meat today, the choice of chicken, beef or lamb, or a box of organic veg, we're not racist, in a game of Dead or Alive. If you'd like to play, and it's very simple, I have a list of things that are either dead or alive. All you have to do is text this number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
And sort of then write, I'd like to play dead or alive. And do you know what? Ask Prodcass through the glass. We'll call you back. I mean, you won't understand a word she says, obviously, because she's northern. But we'll give it our best shot. So if you'd like to play, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Thank you very much.
No, don't tweet.
No, because it's a competition.
Yeah, yeah.
And the rules are different.
Yeah, yeah. You can only text to enter.
You can only text for competitions. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Are you about to open your can of cider?
Yeah.
Lily Allen. Okay. Right. All that to come. And next, let's rattle through some headline hijacks, I guess.
Every weeknight from 10 p.m., take a far-out trip into the twilight zone of late-night radio with Ian Unmissable Late Night Radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Ian Lee on air and off the leash.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night, 10 till 1. It's going to be awesome.
The radio show for people who know the best part of the day is the night.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
Late Night Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
He is our friend.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Talking. And indeed, your reactions, of course, have been coming in to Talk Radio. Let's have some of them. Cornelius, what's coming in?
Disenfranchised says, oh, this is typical of the Cabinet. When serious Brexit negotiations are to be had and they're just playing checkers, I am outraged.
Yeah, it is typical. If you've got a reaction, as I say, the number to call, not call. Well, you can call. Is there a number to call? Do we do that?
Yeah, there is. But well, does never, no one calls
No one's ever
it.
Called it, have they?
No, never.
Oh, look, there it is. 0844 499 1000.
Wow. Calls cost 7p a minute. We will call you back.
Yeah, so it won't cost you. It'll cost you 7p then, will it?
Well, it depends how quick we call you back.
Well, just you know. I think there's only one phone, and it's broken.
Sounds right.
Mm. Okay, then. It's should we do some headline hijacks?
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah, let's do that. So you know how it works, my friend. In about 25 minutes' time, at the precise hour, or nearest, damn it, 2 o'clock, Victoria will be back in here mispronouncing the news. And she will, within there, quite possibly, and I'm going to say 100% probability, is, well, she'll read out a made-up news story, but it will masquerade as truth. And that's Headline Hijack. We do it for, you know, the people who aren't listening to this bit. They nipped out, they get back to the office. Nah, listen to the radio, I'm listening to the news, and believe it. You can be the victor or victress in Headline Hijack today. And the number remains the same to get yours too. It's 8722.
Start your message with the word Tool.
And you can use Twitter for this, at Tool Radio.
Yeah.
So here's some that have been coming in. Some made up newses. Thank you very much. What's this one? Theresa May and her colleagues will be having to deal with a couple of extra visitors on their away day, writes Stephen this afternoon, as it has emerged that Chequers has double booked for a couple to stay. They're having a break in the leafy Buckinghamshire area because when they're not there, of course, the official retreat residence of the Prime Minister is rented out through Airbnb when it's not being used.
That's a good idea.
That is a good idea.
They should do that.
Actually, not even that, right? Chequers is only used when the Prime Minister goes to have these meetings there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just put the homeless in it. Right, we know there's a homeless housing crisis. We know that, right?
And it is roughly the size of Chequers.
Yeah.
The homeless crisis.
Yeah. On the scale of measurement, which goes football pitch, Wales, not the place, but the animal. Football pitch, Wales, Chequers. So if the homeless crisis is the size of Chequers, then why not put the homeless in Chequers?
Mm.
Ditto, Buckingham Palace is enormous.
Yeah.
Right, and the Queen is only small, so she doesn't take up that much room. So in the rooms that the Queen isn't, why not put the homeless? Has anyone actually thought of that? I think that would be... Also, that would be benevolent. The Queen would be popular for that. And I'm not saying the Queen has to stay out of all the rooms, but whenever the Queen goes into a room, the homeless...
have to run out
and go into a different room. Because she doesn't want to look at them.
Mm.
But she... I think that's a...
You need some sort of tunnelling system around Buckingham Palace, then.
Or just some doors in going in and out of the rooms. That would probably work. Because the thing about it, a big stately home, if you've ever visited one, has... The rooms tend to have two doors in and out, don't they? As you walk round the stately home. And there are velvet ropes, aren't there, to cordon off the things you can't touch.
Yeah,
so what
they
could do is the homeless could live in Buckingham Palace. When the Queen comes in, the homeless have to leave that room and move on to the next one, which would be basically the same but perhaps a different colour, like in stately homes. And until they're all out, the Queen can stand behind the velvet rope so they can't touch her.
Yeah, the Queen should have a velvet rope belt.
Yes.
Will, you know, just saying, that basically says, don't touch me, I'm the Queen.
I'm the Queen, yeah. Don't touch me, you're the homeless, and I'm the Queen. But she is still putting a roof over their heads. Mm. And I think, I don't see that that's a bad idea.
No, it's good.
So Chequers, any stately home that's largely unoccupied. Wherever Laurie sits here, who's our group executive editor, he's never really here or does anything. So you could just use it under his desk for the homeless.
Yeah.
Anyway, what have you got there, Cornelius?
This is from Peter, who says, according to the Daily Mail, junior doctors are planning to make people ill on purpose before going on a one-year strike. The tabloid is reporting that the doctors are demanding a 75% pay increase and also an extra day off each week.
Thank you very much. Is it Ian?
Peter.
Peter. Peter, who is called Ian. Right, so in the next bit, Lonely Lunch, you've still got time to get your made-up news stories in, though, because one of you has to be victorious within Victoria, if you see what I mean. That's an odd sentence. if you want to get them to us, you know the number, 8722.
Start your message with any word you like. Start your message with any word you like.
We'll meet at Lonely Lunch next on Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Dryathlon is coming, and the idea of not drinking during September is having a startling effect on many Brits. In Mead, it can do strange things inside a one's head. Genrum circumstances, people actually miss beer words as alcoholic beverages. Why this happens isn't something Pinot. At this point, it can be sherry worrying, but merely shows that an absinthe from booze might be a good thing. not least to raise money for Cancer Research UK. It's tough, but give it a shot, and we will beat cancer sooner. Sign up at triathlon.org.
Second half starting, 3-1 on the win. Having that, done.
Oh, chockies for my sister.
This bet comes off, she can have that perfume too.
Bet fast with 10bet's in-play betting.
They've scored! I'm taking no chances, gonna cash out now.
Great, perfume it is.
Small bottle, darling.
Kick off with a first deposit bonus of up to £200 at 10bet.co.uk. That's 10bet.co.uk. Five rollovers of deposit and bonus required. Minimum deposit £15. Free bets not eligible for cash out. Single bets and ACCAs only. Please gamble responsibly.
Vauxhall vans come with 4 years 0% APR representative, up to 4 years warranty and 4 years servicing and breakdown. From big vans to small vans right across the range. That leaves you free to do more of what you do best. Vauxhall vans. Less getting the van sorted, more getting the job done. Search Vauxhall vans. Conditional sale, 4 years 0% APR representative. Minimum 20% deposit plus VAT at 20% on total price. Financed by Vauxhall Finance, subject to status 18+. T's and C's, mileage limitations and exclusions apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
We're getting word that a van's broken down on Greater Manchester's eastbound M62 near the Simmons Dryland at Junction 18. So a lane's out there with queues in the approach as you head towards Rochdale. No change in Cheadle Ewen for the A34 Hanford bypass. A lane out because of overrunning roadworks approaching the Stanley Green roundabout on the southbound side causing queues. Somerset's northbound M5, busy past a broken down lorry around 20 at Clevedon. One lane's closed. And there's long delays building on the M23 in West Sussex, north towards an accident near Gatwick Airport at Junction 9. I'm Joanna Adams.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio.
Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee?
He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
We're just laughing at that advert.
Yeah, it's a really good topical joke.
The emissions.
The emissions, yeah. God, do you remember that emissions scandal?
What, 18 months ago?
Yeah, it's good.
Right, it's Talk Radio. That's the thing, you see, though. The news moves fast, doesn't it? You know, it was a short time ago, seemingly, that the emissions scandal was a thing. And, you know, no wonder they're still running it as a topical trail. You know, full of the lols. Rofflecopter. So, the news, though, you see, it's quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
You're not the only one, Cornelius, because we get letters. Every single day, I arrive at the Talk Radio office and my pigeonhole is stuffed to bursting, I don't mind telling you that, with letters from people saying exactly what you say, and they want our help. I'll give you, for instance, Dear John, this has come in from Milo. I listen to your show every single day because I have no life. And the one thing I've noticed is I can't really get my head around the news. It's there, but I can't get my head around it. Is there anything you could do about this to help me out? Love from Milo. Just one example there. You've got one there.
Yeah, this is from Jake, who says, Dear John and Con, I don't know if you can help me, but I accidentally looked at some news the other day, and that just brought horrific memories back, because I always remember how I can't get my head around it.
Yeah, it's a problem for a lot of people. Enrique's been on as well. He says, Dear John, I listen to the news quite a lot, and I've done so since I was a child, where my favourite programme on children's television was John Craven's Newsround. And I used to stand in the lounge while my mum was cooking tea, brackets, Findus crispy pancakes, close brackets, and scream at John Craven. This was in his pre-Country File days, of course. Whenever John Craven just spoke the news, I couldn't get my head around, and I used to scream that at John Craven. And he'd go, here's the news, and he'd say it, and I can't get my head around it. Like that. And now, all these years later, your show has come along, and it's like a light in the darkness, because you do help me get my head around it. This is from Enrique. Well, we're about to do it again, Enrique, because of all the letters we get, and I know Cornelius has the same problem, the news is complicated.
Uh-huh.
And when you break it down to its component parts, what you get down to is, of course, the rib cage of John Craven. But if you prize that apart, inside that is Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news explained in haiku.
Tell Ireland, deal with Apple was rotten, right down to the core.
The news in haiku. The news in haiku also has its own Twitter feed, by the way. If you'd like to follow it, it will help explain the news as we go along. What's the address for it?
News_haikus.
It's got two underscores. Shall we induct someone into the Tupperware Hall of Despair?
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
Here we are again, hammering on the door of the Tupperware Hall of Despair with a baby bell. Within it, of course, now the busts of the many, many inductees into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. It's where you go if you are lunching alone for whatever reason. Why are you lunching alone? That is what we want to know. What are you having for lunch? And allow us into your lives momentarily to chit and idly chat about whatever you like in order to make your lunchtime fewer lonely. As though we were a sort of work colleague you don't know very well and you've met awkwardly, I don't know, in the canteen, in the staff canteen or the kitchen there, and the kettle's all furred up and it doesn't work properly and there are no mugs anyway because Darren never washes the mugs up from accounts, does he? Bloody Darren. And you're forced into an idle chit-chat in your lunchtime. Why are you spending your lunch alone? Get in touch. lonelylunch@tallradio.co.uk. That's the email address. We will call you back. Someone's come on the telephone now. He's called Joe. Hello, Joe.
Hi.
Hi there. So, are you... You're lunching alone, Joe, obviously, but where and why?
I'm lunching alone in my own place today, in my house, because I've got a day off work.
You've got a day off work. I see. And is it a sort of scheduled day off work, or is there a sort of... Is there a dentist's appointment or an illness or something?
No, it's definitely a resting day today. There's no bad news or illness.
All right, well, I'm glad
to come today.
Glad to hear that. That's for sure. So, Joe, where do you work when you're bothered to turn up?
I work in an advertising agency.
Oh, okay, fine. And is this where are you in London? Are you or are you?
Yeah, in London.
In London, all right. So, and how long have you worked in advertising?
About 2 years.
Right, and have you always been a git?
I have always been that, yeah.
Yeah. Well, fully qualified for that job. In terms of adverts, have you worked on anything we might have heard of, Joe?
I couldn't possibly let you know that.
Client confidentiality?
Yeah, client confidential.
Yeah, I understand.
A lot of money goes into it, can't broadcast that.
Yeah, I understand. That's absolutely fine. What are you having for lunch before we get on to the small mattle? Yeah, the mattle.
I've actually cooked myself a bacon sarnie for lunch, treat myself.
That's a strong choice, actually, for lunch, isn't it? Slightly out of the box. Most people would associate that with the breakfast. Great. So, what would you like to talk about, Joe? We're available, as you know, to chit and chat about this and that. And I wonder if, as a subject, you'd like to wax lyrical with us on.
Well, maybe I just thought I'd ask what you guys were going to have for lunch.
It's a bit of a dull subject, but you know, we could, I suppose you're right. If we just met in a canteen, the staff kitchen and so on and so forth, it's something, you know, maybe one of us is hanging out near the microwave. And you're, you know, and as in many workplaces, there's a terrible smell coming from it. And you're thinking, well, am I at work with a serial murderer who has taken to cooking a head in the microwave, or has something foul been brought in from last night and reheated? I mean, fair question. Let's assume that's what we're doing, standing in the microwave. I'll be honest with you. I had a soup. I had a soup for lunch. It was a vegetable soup. I was trying to be healthy there, trying to have the vegetable soup. But I didn't cook it here. I bought it from a well-known high street outlet of overpriced soup. I mean, the conversation's not going to go very far now, is it? But let's bring in a work colleague, another work colleague, Cornelius.
Oh, hi, guys. You all right?
You were looking at me like you'd like to discuss your lunch.
Yeah, yeah. I had stir fry that I cooked last night and reheated in the microwave.
Oh, so you're the one who has made the smell in the office.
Yeah, the delicious smell of sweet chilli vegetables and noodles.
Again, excellent choice of subject chat there. Now, what's happened there is, like in any workplace, that conversation's drawn to a sort of slightly awkward end, because really there's nowhere to go. So I wonder if there's anything else that you'd like to talk about now. So we're still standing in the kitchen awkwardly.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I normally find is that, depending on the day, you ask either, how was your weekend, or how was your weekend going? What are you doing this weekend?
Very good.
But
yes,
as it's a Wednesday,
yeah,
it's sort of stuck in that awkward position, aren't we? That you can't really ask either.
That's
I normally just go with this week's going really slow, isn't it?
That's very strong, actually. Very strong workplace chat. Yes, always stay on a Wednesday. Because most people say, oh, it's Tuesday, I don't like Tuesday. There's no reason for Tuesday. Because Monday, you're right, you've got the weekend to talk about. Tuesday, not so much. Wednesday, though, the week's going really slow. I mean, this is good. This is strong, strong workplace talking. Ask me again about the week.
So how was your weekend?
It's going, going really slow. Oh. Oh.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh. The week's going really slow, isn't it, Joe, don't you think?
Yeah, it's been really slow. A lot of work coming so far, and it's just dragging.
Yeah, it's going really... how about the football? I'll do football. Football's always good, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah, should we do football? Right. It's football day, isn't it? Football day today.
Football day.
Football day.
Yeah, deadline day.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, that's football. Have you got... could do films. Have you seen a film recently?
No, I'm going to just cut the conversation off, aren't I?
Awkward. All right.
I saw the Brent film.
Not interested in you. We've done football, we've done weather. We're having a weather. So, still good weather, isn't it, Joe?
Great weather, really hot still. I was just sitting outside today, just, taking in the rays. You been enjoying it?
Yep.
Good stuff.
Anyway, I've got to go back to work now, so it's been great chatting. Great chat.
Great chat.
That's Joe. He's lunching alone. He's had a bacon sandwich. He's the latest inductee into the Tupperware Hall of Despair, home of fascinating... Yeah, awkward, idle, work-based chit-chat. If you'd like your lunchtime made fewer lonely, and like Joe, have we improved your lunchtime, though?
Yeah.
Great. So, if you'd like that to be you, I mean, then get in touch, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. That is the email address. We will call you back, get onto the list, become inducted into... I mean, that was kind of the opposite of yesterday, when a man appeared to be calling us from a giant inflated guinea pig that he floating above Hertfordshire, that he'd shoved a helium nozzle into its anus. That was yesterday, and then today that. It's...
It's a diverse group of people, the Lonely Lunch Club.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what makes it exciting.
Yeah.
So if you'd like to get inducted into the Lonely Lunch Club, the Tupperware Hall of Despair, then, yeah, that email, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Now, just ahead of finding who has won today's bout of headline hijack, there's the small matter of today's texting. Now, you've probably seen in the news that Apple, the Apple Corporation, have been... they've come under fire... for they've come under fire for not paying any tax. They've got this arrangement in Ireland, which seems to indicate they pay, and I'm quoting, 0.0005% of tax, which is roughly how my iPhone battery goes after one phone call and a glance at the time. But we thought we'd help you out. A lot of people saying, well, it's Apple, are they a secretive company? What do we know of Apple? A lot of the newspapers this morning full of facts about them and this tax arrangement they've had with Ireland. They might have to pay billions of pounds back. That's what the EU commissioner has said. But what about Apple? What do we know of Apple? Well, this afternoon we're doing Apple Facts for you, as we often like to do on this programme, is to bring you up to speed on subjects you might not know everything about. So Apple Facts, here's one from Cornelius.
Yes. Sorry, I wasn't ready for you there.
No, I know.
This is from Thomas, who says, there is a lab in California where Apple has genetically modified chickens to give birth to the iPhone.
Yes, Apple Fact. If you'd like to join in, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the hashtag Apple Fact.
Sir Isaac Newton was the first to discover Apple when he sat under a tree and a computer fell on his head. It's come in from Paul. Apple Facts, please. Here's another one here. Apple products all begin with the letter I. The reason, of course, is that Steve Jobs chose this letter. The reason that Steve Jobs chose this letter was he's a big fan of Ali G and wanted people to say his catchphrase more at the beginning. But the actual pronunciation of it's fallen out of use now.
Yeah.
But originally,
I remember
that
when they first started.
Yeah. It was like the, what was it? The
iPhone.
Yeah. Apple is currently developing a smart lens. This is from Lucy, which lets you see the internet through a contact lens. The product is called the II. And the project leader, Samuel Butnick, its official job title is the II Captain. Is the II...
II Captain.
Yes. In 1978, the Reverend Jim Jones, a cult leader, poisoned hundreds of his followers to death by making them drink Apple computers that he'd laced with cyanide. Apple Facts. You can get them to us on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter. I'm finished. At Talk Radio on Twitter. I'm finished.
Start your message with the hashtag, hashtag Apple Facts.
Time for headline hijack then, because we need to find a winner because we're moments away. Nay, minutes from the news at 2 o'clock. When we get there, it will contain the news. It will also contain a made-up news lie. That is how the news at 2 o'clock works. People not listening to this bit won't even know there's a lie shoved in there because they'll only listen afterwards and we won't refer to it again. We need a winner, though, Cornelius, don't we, though?
Mm.
Somebody's made a news story up. They've got their news story in there. Who is it?
Ben.
Ben, where's he from?
Let me have a look. Ben is from, Roehampton.
Roehampton.
Mm.
Ben in Roehampton is today's winner of Headline Hijack. Don't worry if you didn't get yours in, because there'll be another chance tomorrow. Coming up after 2 o'clock then, we'll be talking to Ellie, who is wearing her artisan craft beard full of pop-up nonsense. Hipster nonsense, the Work Experience Punditry Review, next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Imagine if Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen won this Wednesday's £14 million jackpot.
And on your left we have Stonehenge with its Baroque facade. And is that a chandelier?
Anyone can win with Lotto. Please, don't let it be him. Play makes it possible. Estimated jackpot. Games, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Imagine a car that pushes technology to the limit. To begin your drive, swipe the touch-sensitive steering pad and look ahead, where you'll see directly behind you and indeed sideways thanks to Bug Eye Vision. And if a deer in front of you should appear to your side, simply access your steering pad keyboard and select the scared face icon to begin an evasive manoeuvre, if you've got the latest update. Imagine this car. Now imagine the Toyota Auris Hybrid, with innovation that's all there to make your drive simpler. Now with 4.9% APR representative and £2,000 towards your deposit. Toyota, always a better way.
Available when flexibly financed through Toyota Financial Services. Conditions apply. Finance subject to status to over 18s. Indemnities may be required. Excludes active.
Trade Point, we've got a great range of building materials stocked in volume, in store, and always at low trade prices. Plus, with our range of tools and workwear, we've got everything you need to finish the job. So why go anywhere else? Trade Point. Trade brands, trade prices, trade only. Trade
Point! Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
It is Talk Radio. Good afternoon. I am John Holmes. It's 2 o'clock. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, MP condemns the murder of a Polish man. May rules out a second EU referendum. And an update on the plight of Clyde.
Talk Radio.
The Member of Parliament for a town where a Polish man was killed in a suspected hate crime has condemned anyone who uses Brexit to pursue racist agendas. The 40-year-old died in hospital on Monday after he and another man were attacked in Harlow on Saturday night. Six teenagers have been questioned and released on bail. Here's MP Robert Harfrom.
What has happened is an incredible tragedy. We need to find out the truth as to the reasons for this horrific murder, but I will always stand by the Polish people in Harlow. I should say this is not just a tragedy for the family or for Poland, it's a tragedy for Harlow and Britain as well.
Theresa May has ruled out a second referendum on the UK's withdrawal from the EU, once again insisting Brexit means Brexit. The Prime Minister made the comments as she met her cabinet for the first time since their summer break. 16 people, including three children, have been treated in hospital in Ireland after their flight from the US hit severe turbulence. The plane to London Heathrow had to make an emergency landing in Shannon. All but one have been discharged. More than £11,000 has been raised for the family of a British man who's died after trying to save a fellow backpacker. Tom Jackson passed away in hospital yesterday, a week after trying to stop an attacker stabbing Mia Alif Chung to death in Australia. Mia's mum, Rosie Alif, describes the moment two police officers came to tell her the news.
I thought I'd done something that I shouldn't have done, and I was really quite nervous. And then they said that there was no easy way of telling me and that Mia had been fatally wounded. I think that was when I went into a shock that I didn't come out of quite a long time.
The government has criticised potential plans for more strike action by junior doctors in England. Leaders of the British Medical Association are meeting today and are reportedly considering 5-day-long walkouts every month for the rest of the year. The spokesperson for the Department of Health has accused them of playing politics, saying strikes would be immensely damaging for vulnerable patients. And police say they believe a young boy removed a turtle from a tank at an aquarium in Cheshire. Officers have released CCTV of a woman they want to speak to after Clyde disappeared yesterday. Tom Field is from Blue Planet Aquarium.
Unfortunately, she will die if she's left outside for too long. On that topic as well, if she's been taken home to be kept as a pet, the environment has to be right. You can't just put these things in a fish tank. You can't just put them in a bucket of water. They need specialist care.
Good turtle update, Victoria.
Thank you. And also, Clyde is a she, not a he.
Why is he called Clyde? She called Clyde.
Because the owner didn't realise the gender of the turtle, and then they had to give up Clyde because they couldn't look after her. So that's how she got taken to the aquarium. And now she's missing.
Why haven't they changed her name?
No, that happened to my friend Sally. Honestly, he hates it.
There's a hashtag now. Find Clyde. Poor little Clyde.
I hope they don't find him.
Her.
Why don't they? Why haven't they changed Clyde's name? I don't really understand.
Why would you change the name?
Because it's gender confusing for Clyde, isn't it?
I'm not sure Clyde cares. Clyde's probably more concerned about being looked after, because otherwise she'll die.
Can't. Clyde. What about Clyde Ella?
Well, if you find Clyde and you think, oh, that's the missing torso. Oh, no, this is a girl one.
Yeah.
You're not going to return it.
Throw it back.
Yeah, you just throw it back.
But Clyde, you can't. Clyde.
No, but this is why I'm saying on the radio now, Clyde is a girl. Clyde. So if you find a female tortoise, yours.
How do you check whether it's got a foo-foo or not on a turtle? How do you do that? Do you just turn it upside down and have a look? I mean, what do you do? Well, come on, you've got to have all the information. How do you tell where are the turtle's genitals, is what I'm saying.
I can get back to you on that if you want.
Yes, please.
I will do some research.
Yes, please.
On turtle genitals.
Thank you. Have you got the weather?
Yeah.
Okay.
Talk Radio National Weather.
A mix of sunshine and showers, patchy rain in the north and west, moving southeastwards, highs of 23 degrees.
Thanks very much, Victoria. Here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Joe Hart's season-long loan move to Torino was the first major deal to be confirmed on transfer deadline day. Since then, Stoke have borrowed Manchester City striker Wilfried Bony till the end of the season. They've also agreed a short-term loan deal for Derby goalkeeper Lee Grant, and Porto's Bruno Martins Indy is understood to be having a medical at the Britannia. Premier League champions Leicester are believed to be close to signing striker Islam Slimani for a club record fee from Sporting Lisbon. Jack Wilshere is set to leave Arsenal on a loan deal until the end of the campaign, with Crystal Palace, Bournemouth and now Roma understood to be interested in the 24-year-old midfielder's signature. The French national side have allowed Moussa Sissoko to leave training camp to, in their words, finalise a transfer. Tottenham have bid £25 million for the 27-year-old midfielder, but Newcastle are understood to want nearer 30. And in what could prove to be the biggest story of the day, Chelsea are believed to be moving ever closer to bringing David Luiz back to the club from PSG. The Brazilian defender only left Stamford Bridge 2 years ago for £50 million. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, questions are being asked at Peterborough Council as to how a teacher was employed when they couldn't read or write. Geoffrey Thomas taught science at St Compton's Boys' School in the city for 10 years and is accused of just playing recordings of YouTube tutorials to his class.
Thank you very much, Victoria. That's the news with Victoria and Ben with the sports. Update on turtle genitals coming in around half an hour. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Well, just ahead of work experience punditry, by the way, with Ellie, who's come in here with cereal in her hair. We will I think we've just got time to pop over to Radio 2, where just to see what Jeremy Vine's up to.
Thank you very much, DK. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Jeremy Vine Show on Radio 2. Lovely to have you with us. A dwarf in Somerset is picked up and thrown by the Education Secretary. Dwarf tossing. Is there ever a good reason? Plus, Anthony Worrell Thompson was put down last night because of old age. Should hairdressers be used in war zones? And as Ed Miliband says, he is sorry for murdering dozens of dogs at Tesco and he doesn't know why he did it. Can you suggest obvious cause?
BBC Radio 2.
Okay then, Wednesday afternoon, and that means it's time to welcome, work experience punditry, certainly as a feature, for it's where we road test and give a leg up, if you like, to the next generation of broadcasters, of critics, of pundits. Each are charged with reviewing something. It could be music, it could be television, it could be film, it could be geeky, gadgety crap. But today, being Wednesday, it's Ellie with a roundup of pop-up hipster nonsense.
Hello.
Hello. I like your relentlessly cheerful demeanour in the face of the hell that you're about to unleash. For those that don't know, this is it's the sort of stuff that you find, say, popped up, going on in railway arches in the east, in Dalston and in Shoreditch, and now increasingly across this whole nation as the artisan craft beards stride forth, their mankles showing, their man buns reeking of pretentiousness. And Ellie's here to round it all up for us.
That's right.
Great. So, what have you got?
So first up is a pop-up that's coming from IKEA. I'm actually going to critique this one. I think they've missed a trick with it. So it's a host-your-own dinner party as part of a pop-up cafe and do-it-yourself dining club. So you leave your house, but then invite everyone to dinner, but then you still do the cooking, right? And that's the pop-up. But I think what they should have done is they should have made you come in the afternoon and put together all the furniture.
Well, that would make it more interesting and a little bit different, I'll grant you that. But I don't. So you do all the work that you'd ordinarily do in your own house if you're hosting a dinner party.
Yeah.
But in an IKEA.
So basically in a little like cafe, and then you can go to the IKEA experience where you can go next door and look around an IKEA afterwards.
That's the IKEA experience is just a miserable one, isn't it?
I love IKEA.
Of course you do. Can you do it in an actual IKEA? I mean, because obviously the kitchens in IKEA, you know, are there, as are the lounges.
True.
As are the bedrooms. So technically, if they wanted to do a proper pop-up, you could have the whole experience in the IKEA, but as though, and then live there for a bit. That would be interesting.
Everyone could go for a siesta afterwards if they were too full, because there's plenty of beds.
Yeah, exactly. So you could take it. You could, you know, easily have a shower or a waz, because they set that up as well, don't they? So why they've missed a trick?
Was that, you know, those fancy like neighbourhood dinner parties people do, where you have like your starter in one person's house, and you walk across the street. You're looking at me like you don't know what this is.
I don't know what that is.
Okay, so
that's a swinging party.
It's a dinner party, John. So you have your starter in one house, and then you walk across to somebody else's house, and you have the main, and then you walk across to someone else's.
Is this a thing?
Is this an actual thing?
Well, what if you don't like the people opposite? I mean, if you like, you know, if you invite someone for a dinner party, but they live miles away, what, do you have to drive to their house to the?
I mean, I think the idea is a neighbourhood dinner party.
Yeah, but then no. Yeah, but
do you just hate all your neighbours?
Yes. But ordinarily, if you have a dinner party, right, and you've got the starters on the go, someone's got to keep popping back to check the kitchen to check that everything's going all right.
It's not on fire.
Yeah. So, what does your neighbour come to the starter, or do they have to stay in looking after the main core? How does that work?
Maybe you just send one of you to the starter, and then one of you cooks the. I don't know.
Well, then you're
losing
out.
I've never thought
about
the logistics of it.
Well, that's my problem with you and your silly ideas, isn't it? The neighbour. Oh, I don't care. What?
But you can pot around an IKEA after dinner. Isn't that nice?
I can't
walk it off.
That's can't think of anything worse than pottering around an IKEA, let alone after a dinner. Do you have to have meatballs? Is that like...
Meatballs are actually... Yeah, you can have meatballs there. Because there's the dinner party bit, but there's also an IKEA cafe. So I guess if you went and the person who you went with made horrible food, at least you could then pop into the cafe for some meatballs before you pot around IKEA.
Yeah, I think IKEA is just trying a little bit too hard here. I think that's, you know, that's them trying to jump on your hipster nonsense bandwagon and falling off it. I don't think that's good enough, frankly. That's not the true radical pop-up idea, is it? As I say, if you want to open it up, open your shop up, IKEA, to people just having dinner parties in there. So imagine that, because they've got loads of kitchens and dining rooms set up in an IKEA, aren't they? Right? So you just go and people are just eating in IKEA, so that's a pop-up idea. So this is easy again.
You could then have your neighbourhood dinner party as well, because all the kitchens are right next to each other.
So you walk along to the next kitchen, like a sort of game of musical kitchens. And then when the music stops, they take one kitchen away. And then if you're not fast enough and you've not sat down in your kitchen, they've taken a kitchen away and you don't get any food.
So tough.
There you go. It's a musical game of musical pop-up IKEA kitchens. And now, already, in 2 minutes, I come up with a better idea than yours. Because it's easy, this pop-up lark.
I mean, you do come up with new ideas every week.
Yes, I do.
You on that.
What's the next one?
So the next thing is a season of events. So there's going to be plenty for you to be annoyed about. But it's to commemorate the Great Fire of London. So I don't know if you've seen, but on the Thames, they've got a huge installation, which is a model of the city.
I saw it yesterday.
Which they're going to set alight, which I think is really cool.
I have to say, it is impressive. It's on two massive barges, and it's moored just by Blackfriars on the embankment. And it is indeed, and from a distance, you're, what the hell's that? You walk out, and it is basically London made out of matchsticks. But it's... enormous! But you're right, they're going to be setting fire to it to commemorate the Great Fire of London. Wouldn't it be ironic if a spark from that
caught on
and burned down London?
It's like I saw, so if you look at the bottom of the barge, loads of different, obviously people who have contributed have like put little plaques up and things made out of wood, and one of them is talking about stopping pollution, and I'm like, you're setting fire to a lot of wood. That is not good for the environment.
It is carbon heavy. When they do survive to it. Are they going to tow it to the middle of the river to set fire?
I'm assuming so, because it's quite close.
It's quite close to London, otherwise. Well, you know, I kind of... Yeah, I don't mind that necessarily.
But then, so what they thought about it with this season of events is they've been like, right, so obviously the Great Fire was one of the great, you know, scourges of the city back then. What is our scourge today? And they've decided that it's water because of the rising sea levels. And so one of the exhibits that we'll be going on is called Holocenes, and it's about water, which is our new biggest threat.
Well, not if the buildings are on fire, isn't it?
Yeah, they shouldn't be so complacent moaning about water.
Yeah, I'd save that argument till after they burn this thing, just in case. You know, there's no point in going, and so ban water. And then suddenly...
Everything's on fire.
Everything's on fire. Yes, I know what you're saying, you could use dry powder, but no, that's best for electrical fires.
Well,
I've got my Scouts firefighting badge.
If you're pedantic about that, I think you're going to hate this. So the actual exhibit is, it's a 6-hour performance, which I know you'll love, and it features people trying to go about their daily lives inside a tank while the tank slowly fills up with water to show how...
What, like a military tank or a, like a fish tank?
Well, it says going around their daily business, so I'm assuming it's quite a big
what,
tank.
What, like pooing?
No, probably not that.
Oh, right. But I wouldn't be surprised.
I don't think it's that immersive an experience.
It's a pop-out.
What? So, yeah. So
6 hours you've got to sit through that?
I'm assuming you can kind of, you know, pop in and out. But you wouldn't really want to go for the first 30 seconds or, like, 2 minutes.
So hang on. So, what, you do, people are in a tank. We're assuming, like, a...
I think so, yeah, like a big tank. Because they're going about their daily lives, and then the tank's...
Well,
just...
how do you go about your daily life in a tank, unless you work or live in a tank?
Do some emails from the tank.
Clean the inside of the tank.
Yeah.
I mean, what, and then they just fill it with water while you're in there?
Yeah.
Thus drowning people.
I mean, I'm hoping they can swim.
It's awful if you're taking a dog for a walk as part of your daily routine.
Yeah.
That's dead, isn't it?
Cheery con.
Well, you know, he's got a point. I mean, it's a... He's stupid. It reminds me, what, saying 6-hour performance. You'll like this, Ellie. I found... I was clearing some stuff out in my office at home, and I found some... I found a programme from something... I'll just stop the music. Went to a couple of years ago in... And it was a performance from Stockhausen. You know Stockhausen, the avant-garde composer?
All right.
Right, and I was forced to go to this. It was a pop-up, yes. I was forced to go to this to kind of review it for a radio thing I was doing, right? And Stockhausen is... well, let me give you an idea of what I experienced, and you decide whether or not I liked it.
Okay.
So there is a space... No, not a venue. A space, right? A disused factory or something, and the audience gathered inside... And there was an orchestra inside, but key components of the orchestra, the cello, a violin, a clarinet, and I think a drum, were in 4 different helicopters.
Sorry, continue.
Outside. The performance involved them taking off, and they were all mic'd up, and the orchestra played, while these 4 separate components played... from 4 different helicopters, yet they had to all play in time to the beat of the helicopter blades.
To the beat of the blades?
Yes. And I found the programme of that as I was clearing up my office the other day, and I burned it.
I think that's quite cool.
Yeah. I thought you'd like that. Just remember that now.
In time with the blades?
Stockhausen, yeah.
That's brilliant.
Yeah. Oh, it wasn't.
Like it
was as boring as...
So you wouldn't give that a good review?
No.
No.
So what else have you got to talk pretentious twaddle? Just throw a head to it if you would.
Well, so seeing as we've moved to water, yeah. I've got a pop-up coming from RNLI, which is kind of like to raise awareness about safety of the coast.
Well, that's not a bad thing in the current climate. So I don't
feel like you can't yell about it.
I don't mind that, but it depends what it is. anything else just to throw a head to?
Pop-up crisp sandwich shop.
Right. So we're doing work experience punditry. Ellie is here with a weekly roundup of hipster nonsense. More of it next.
Talk radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk radio. We'll get you talking.
Right now at Wix, there's 15% off everything when you click and collect until the 6th of September. Why? Because these are our homes. Wix. Let's do it right. Exclusions apply, cannot be used in conjunction with any existing voucher. £75 minimum spend.
MyCarMeter.com.
MOT, servicing, new tyres, there's always something.
Whatever your car needs, just type in a few details and approved local businesses will quote for your work. Then pick whichever's best for you. Just visit
MyCarMeter.com. Imagine if Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen won this Wednesday's £14 million jackpot.
And on your left we have Stonehenge with its Baroque facade. And is that a chandelier?
Anyone can win with Lotto. Please, don't let it be him. Play makes it possible. Estimated jackpot. Games, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
From just £299 per month, the Mercedes-Benz Sprinter 313 CDI Premium Edition Long Wheelbase Van in Arctic White includes aircon, Beca Map Pilot, Bluetooth and more. Check it out now in the Mercedes-Benz East London Van Centre Summer Sale. Offer ends September 23rd. Mercedes-Benz Vans. Born to run. For conditions, check mbvanseastlondon.co.uk. Business users only. Over 48 months at 10,000 miles per annum on agility. Deposit £11,207.34. Optional final payment £8,825. Option pack only available on 2 and 3 series vans. Mileage and damage charges may apply. Mercedes-Benz Finance.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Hello, extra time. If you're heading to Gatwick Airport using the M23, there's severe delays northbound because of an accident near Junction 9. A lane's closed. The M5 in Somerset's busy north around 20 for Clevedon, where a lorry's broken down. A breakdown on Cheshire's northbound M6 is causing queues as you head towards 18 at Middlewich. No change in Cheadle-Ume. There's restrictions for the southbound Handforth bypass because of overrunning roadworks, and that continues to cause delays. And a breakdown on Greater Manchester's eastbound M62 is causing queues as you approach Junction 18 for the Simmester Island. I'm Jarena Adams.
Hi, it's Martin Lewis from Money Saving Expert here. There's a chance to make huge gas and electricity savings. My Cheap Energy Club regularly takes on energy firms and runs a collective switch where suppliers must bid against each other. Every single one so far has been cheaper than the market's cheapest. For someone on typical use, that often means a £300 plus annual saving. Yet regulations now mean to do this, you must pre-register. Don't worry. Your email won't be used for anything else. We'll simply tell you when it launches, and you can decide then if you want to do it. To register, come now to cheapenergyclub.com.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Now, you may have heard of Dick and Dom. You may have heard of Dom in Atrix, but we've got the nation's favourite Dom on the show tomorrow with Steph, Steph and Dom, Dom and Steph from Gogglebox with me, Paul Ross, on Talk Radio. We'll keep you watching, listening. Talking.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's time and it's Talk Radio and I am John Holmes. Just before we continue hating everything that Ellie stands for, we should look now at the Apple facts that have been coming in. Apple, of course, as we know, embroiled in controversy over their office, which apparently doesn't exist in Ireland. The EU commissioner said their office and their tax arrangements are illegal. They must pay all the money back. But Apple, are they a secretive company? Well, there are facts that a lot of people don't know about them. So we're collecting Apple facts this afternoon. You can do 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with Apple facts.
This is one coming from Carla. Apple facts. Hashtag. All Apple employees are only allowed apples in their lunchboxes. No other fruit is allowed, and if found, it's destroyed. That's coming from Carla. Cornelius, what have you got there?
This is coming from Russell Lee, who said, Adam and Eve got it all wrong when Adam took a bite out of a computer. Now we all have to wear clothes and pay no tax.
Apple facts. If you've got one, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with the hashtag Apple facts.
With work experience punditry. It's a Wednesday, which means Ellie. Hello, Ellie.
Hello.
He's back with a roundup of pop-up, of hipster nonsense. We've already discussed the fact that you can have a dinner party, but not in your own house. You can literally go and cook it in IKEA's restaurant or something. Where they've missed a trick, of course, where you should be able to actually cook it in the displays of IKEA, and we've also learned about a tank that fills with water. as you do your business in it. Pop-ups getting ever stranger. Ellie, what have you got next?
Moving with the whole water theme that we're at right now. So RNLI are basically having a pop-up in South London, which is seeking to raise awareness about the dangers of swimming in the sea.
Yes.
And basically, while you can't actually drink them, because obviously that would be awful, they're offering a wide range of regional varieties of seawater, including Cornish surf and Thames wash.
Why?
What do you do with them?
Basically, each bottle has a label explaining the risks of the different coastlines around the country. So, for example, the Cornish surf one talks about the surging waves and the rocks and basically the damage that drowning can do to you, which is quite a lot.
Well, the damage is death, isn't it? Technically, yeah.
Yeah, so basically it's highlighting the risk of the sea, but also the bottle or the courage of the RNLI workers who go to save everyone.
Do you know, that's actually quite clever.
Yeah.
I approve of that, because it's not pretentious.
It's a good cause.
It's a good cause, right? Especially in the current stories that we've had over the summer, including today, I think, of someone getting to difficulty off Cornwall, right? So it actually is an awareness of going into the sea. Mm-hmm. It's a dangerous environment. And they've done a thing with the word, they've done a play on the word bottle. I don't mind that.
Yeah, it's good, isn't
it? I don't mind that one at all. You've actually brought something in that's worthwhile.
Aww.
That's a first, I think, isn't it?
It might be.
Yeah, I think that's good. I think I like that. I think that's good. I mean, as a kid, you may have done it as well, or even as an adult. I don't know. But we often went touring the RNLI station of the holiday destination. I remember going to one in Cromer. There's one in Whitstable I've been to. You know, I'm a firm believer in I'll put my coin in their little collecting tin. I like a collecting tin.
It's always boat shaped, which is pleasing.
Exactly, pleasing. Yeah. I like the guide dog for the blind one. That's the shape of a dog.
Oh, the big ones.
Yes. If you make an effort, charities, with your collecting,
pots, tins,
receptacle.
Yeah.
Then I will happily. You know, if you want me to put something in it. Make it an interesting shape that fits the court. I think that's
You
fine.
Know what the best one is? Is yes. The one where it's a dome with a spiral and you put the coin in and it rolls around the spiral
yep.
for ages and then eventually lands in the middle.
Who's that one for?
I think it's just
Helter
a generic
Skelters.
One.
Oh, right,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, Helter Skelter, yeah. The plight.
But if you, just make the effort, just not a boring old tin, make a shape that fits your charitable cause
theme,
you know, your theme or whatever. If you want me to put something in it, make it an interesting shape. That's why I don't go to sperm banks. But make an effort. I think that's good. Well done,
you.
The boat shape. Yeah. I'm gonna tell you a story. This is absolutely true as well, right? I did once run the gauntlet of charity collectors one Saturday lunchtime, okay, as you do in your local high street. Mm. Right, and there were they all stand in a certain place, and that's fair enough. But I think spread yourselves out a bit, because otherwise, you know, no one's going to go along that line putting a coin in each one, are they? But if you pass maybe two or three in the high street and you've got some change, maybe you'll do it. You need to spread yourselves out, but they weren't. And what they all do as well, right, is they obviously... Well, here's the irony, right, is that the only... the one collecting for Parkinson's disease was the only one not shaking the tin, right? And that is true. And I went to mention it, right? And I said, I find that interesting. And they said, no, it's not. This is how it works. Because are you going to put a coin in all the other ones? Because everyone's doing the same thing, right? And I'm standing here. So are you going to put the coin in?
I believe it.
That actually worked. So there you go.
I think it's illegal to shake a charity tin.
Has anyone else heard this?
Yeah, because it's so annoying. I think
they do it.
When I did it in my town centre, they were like, you're actually not allowed to shake it?
Yeah.
So. What do you? How do people know you're there?
And then we were only allowed to stand in certain places.
Can you have an air horn? Or an air horn. Rather than just you making that noise. Anyway, that's a good pop-up.
Good.
Next.
So the next one quickly is the Walkers Pop-Up Crisp Sarnie Cafe. So basically, Walkers are bringing out a range of crisps that are actually meant to be like crisp sandwich flavour. So you'll be eating crisps, right? That'll say...
What?
Cheese, cucumber and salad cream, but then you could put them in a cheese, cucumber and salad cream sandwich.
Doesn't that cancel them out? So they're just plain.
Maybe.
It's like magnetism. You can't put two of the same things together because it just cancels out.
Just repels out.
Yeah. No, you see, you brought it back with the RNLI one, but now that's appalling.
To get into this one, there's a special news agent, and you have to go behind the crisp rack to get in. So it's also a little bit secret.
So it's like a little speakeasy for crisps.
Yeah. You look like you hate that.
Well, I do, but Victoria's just sort of a little excited look on her face. What? Why do you like that?
Crisps are delicious. Why wouldn't you like that?
Do you reckon they have bread-flavoured crisps? And what you do is there's no actual sandwich element to it. It's just a pile of crisps that just range in different flavours as you go sort of down the pile.
Well, like the other thing is it comes with a drink. So because it's 18 plus as well. So you can't just have kids running around. But I was thinking, you know how like you pair a nice wine with with your dinner? Would you pair with a crisp sandwich?
Panda Pop.
Look at Victoria's little face. Ooh, a Panda Pop. Get out, Ellie. That's enough. Right, so that was Work Experience Punditry and a roundup of hipster nonsense once more. I'm sure more next week. Coming up next. I don't know what's coming up. I've just got to check. Bear with me. A diversity paper review as Mark comes in. He's a diversity. He will be reviewing the papers. Of course, the big debate at 3 o'clock. You can win some meat today in a game of Dead or Alive. Now, if you'd like to do that, here's how you do it. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
We will call you back. All you have to do is tell me from a list what is dead and what is alive. That's very simple. And you can win a chicken, a beef or a lamb or a box of organic veg. We're not racist. All to come before 4 o'clock this afternoon. Victoria's here with an update of turtle news, I dare say. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
The possible hate crime murder of a 40-year-old man has resulted in police being given more powers to stop groups congregating in Essex. Two Polish men were attacked outside a row of takeaway shops in Harlow on Saturday night. Six teenagers have been questioned and released on bail. Conservative MP for Harlow, Robert Harfron, says it's a tragedy.
We need to be a kind and decent nation, and we shouldn't allow people who come from the sewers to exploit divisions to carry out, if it is, and I say if it is, any racist incidents or racist attacks.
The Prime Minister's insisted there will be no attempt to stay in the EU by the back door as she hosted a meeting of her cabinet this morning. It's the first time members of the French front bench have gathered since the summer break, with Theresa May hosting them at her country retreat, Chequers. 16 people have been treated in hospital after a transatlantic flight for Heathrow was forced to make an emergency landing at Shannon Airport in Ireland. The United Airlines flight from Houston had to be diverted after hitting severe turbulence. A teenage boy who was rescued after getting into difficulty on a dinghy in the sea off Sunderland has died. The 17-year-old had been with three other teenagers near Roker yesterday. And some breaking news in the last few minutes. Clyde, the missing turtle, has been returned. Police and staff at Blue Planet Aquarium in Ellesmere Port launched an appeal to find her after she was removed from her tank yesterday.
Where was she found? He found. It found.
She was returned to the aquarium.
By?
Who's a guilty party?
We haven't got names. I don't know if it's right to name and shame. We will if there are any charges, though, obviously.
Did you find out how to differentiate a male turtle? Because earlier, if you only just tuned in, what happened was the news at 2 o'clock, Victoria broke more news, the revelation that Clyde the turtle was, in fact, a girl turtle, a girtle. But it was called Clyde because no one had noticed what sort of turtle genitalia it had. So as part of her research as a trained journalist, Victoria went off to look up how to identify turtles' hoo-ha.
I have, and actually there's less hoo-ha about it than I thought there'd be, because turtles have no external genitalia, so you have to rely on other means to sex a turtle to find out whether it's male or female. And I've got three tips as a general rule how to find out if a turtle is a male or a female.
Does it have three tips?
Well, there are some tips which are mentioned. Number one, males have a longer, thicker tail than females of the same species when they're full grown. Number two, the location of the cloaca is also different between male and female turtles.
The what?
The guaca. The guacamole.
That's what moles have.
This may or may not be the right way to say it. Cloaca. Do you want to, how do you think this word is said?
Well, there's no point in you trying to pronounce it. Really.
Well, I did twice and you laughed at me. It's on point number two, halfway through the sentence.
Cloaca.
Thank you, that's how I said it. And number three, females tend to have very short nails.
What is a cloaca?
Well, I'll have to give you an update later. Unless they can find out in the production office.
No, I think we'll wait for your update at 3 o'clock, please.
Okay, fine. Number three, females tend to have very short nails. Males have long nails on their front feet.
So Clyde has returned. See, I was wondering whether or not this would... I was going to suggest this could be a crime-fighting initiative.
How?
Teenage Mutant Ninja Ones.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously you get different species, don't you?
Yes, you do.
But on a teenage... I just wondered, on a Mutant Ninja Turtle, whether its cloaca is...
Is what, John?
Mutant.
I don't have the answers right here and right now, and I don't know if I'd be able to find that one out.
In animal anatomy, a cloaca is the posterior orifice that serves as the only opening for the digestive, reproductive and urinary tracts.
There you go.
So it's the arse?
No. Pee hole.
Well, it's all three of those things. It's all three. Mm-hmm. It's the anus and the pee hole, thank you, and the reproductive area all in one go.
There you go.
You know. See, we're laughing and learning, aren't we?
Mm.
Yeah. We are. This is an educational programme.
Yes, many have said.
Can I do the weather now?
Thank you, Victoria.
Weather? Have we not done the weather?
Oh,
can
oh
you do that
God.
Nice little jingle, please, John?
Yeah. Victoria's got the weather.
Thanks, John. A mixture of sunshine and showers. Patchy rain in the north and west, moving southeastwards. Highs of 23 degrees.
We could use cloaca as an insult and no one would know what it is.
Mm.
Right? It sounds a bit like Chloe. And she's like...
Is that what Chloe's short for?
Chloe. Hey, Chloe. Is your full name cloaca?
No.
Oh. Right, so that's Chloe through pressing the buttons through there. Pressing the cloaca. Right, this has gone odd. Right, so coming up, work experience. No, we've done that. A diversity paper review on the way as well. And in a moment, we've got on the streets to find out what the people think after cloaca presses a button for a jingle or something.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the Fleet Street firebrand who isn't afraid to shoot from the lip.
I'll be talking about all the biggest stories. If you're talking about them, so are we. But we'll get behind the headlines, talk to the biggest guests and those politicians. Just so you don't have to.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
On it.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, it's not just you talking, but also the people on the streets talking. And not just talking, but also thinking. That is how the radio works. It's how the streets work. If you just like to glance out of a window, if you're near a window now, just glance out of it, you might be able to see a street. If you're driving a car, hopefully... You know, you're looking out into a street or a road, or if you're just sitting in a windowless basement, you know, why not try drawing a street, just imagining what it's like in the world outside. What you'll find about the streets, though, of course, there are always people on them and they think things. And we like to go out onto those streets to find out what the people think. Take the pulse of the nation on a daily basis, of course. We send every day, our crack team of reporters go out to take that pulse to find out what they're thinking at that moment in time. Today's no exception. We've been out on the streets. What do the people think today? Do they think hairspray or boxes?
Hairspray,
boxes. Hairspray, boxes.
Hairspray, boxes.
Oh, hairspray.
Hairspray, boxes.
Hairspray,
boxes.
Hairspray,
boxes.
Hairspray,
hairspray.
Hairspray,
boxes.
Hairspray,
boxes.
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 Hairspray,
Boxes.
Hairspray.
Boxes.
Boxes.
Hairspray.
Hairspray.
Boxes.
Boxes.
Hairspray.
Boxes.
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 Hairspray.
Hairspray.
Boxes.
Hairspray.
Boxes.
Boxes.
Hairspray.
Oh, hairspray.
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 Boxes.
Hairspray.
Boxes.
Boxes.
Hairspray.
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 Boxes.
Hairspray.
And there you have it. That's what the people are thinking out on the street right now. They're thinking hairspray or boxes. But what do you think? Do you think hairspray? What do you think? Boxes. Let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word hairspray or the word boxes.
Thank you. Next, work experience. No, I've done that. Work experience.
Why do you keep saying that?
I don't know.
I'm professional.
Yes. When this goes out, I'll just edit this bit out when it goes out on the radio. It's fine. I'll just pick that up again.
Okay.
There we go. Coming next, it's the Diversity Paper Review. The papers reviewed on a daily basis by a different diversity. We welcome back Mark. He's a brown one. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
The next departure from Platform 4 is the Delight 746 Sweatbox Service, calling at all stations, even the ones no one ever uses. We would like to apologise for the late arrival of this train, which was due to asteroid bombardment and the wrong kind of cosmic dust on the tracks.
Wouldn't it be great to have something you can rely on in the morning? Listen to Paul Ross with Metro and get an essential daily fix of news, sport, showbiz and entertaining opinion. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio with Metro. Grab your free copy tomorrow morning.
Tradesmen, here's the plan. Get to the rendezvous, your contact the foreman will show you the ropes and the tools. Get into your job and get out. You'll be sipping margaritas on the beach before you know it. But first, prove you're a guy they can trust. Show them your direct line public liability policy, which has been conveniently wired to your phone. And tell them you're with the Wolf. Let's get to work.
Get instant confirmation of your cover sent straight to your smartphone. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Public Liability Insurance. Valid email address required. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Imagine if Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen won this Wednesday's £14 million jackpot.
And on your left we have Stonehenge with its Baroque facade. And is that a chandelier?
Anyone can win with Lotto. Please, don't let it be him. Play makes it possible. Estimated jackpot. Games, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
The best news, exclusive interviews and unmissable opinion every week in Sport Magazine. Download your free copy of the UK's biggest sport magazine from the Apple newsstand now.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Hello, extra time. If you're heading to Gatwick Airport using the M23, there's severe delays northbound because of an accident near Junction 9. A lane's closed. The M5 in Somerset's busy north around 20 for Clevedon, where a lorry's broken down. A breakdown on Cheshire's northbound M6 is causing queues as you head towards 18 at Middlewich. No change in Cheadle-Hume. There's restrictions for the southbound Handford bypass because of overrunning roadworks, and that continues to cause delays. And a breakdown on Greater Manchester's eastbound M62 is causing queues as you approach Junction 18 for the Simmester Island. I'm Jarena Adams.
Join me, the property doctor, Martin Roberts, as I make my house calls on Talk Radio.
Hey, my friends, why don't you phone Martin Roberts?
Will my house go down in value? Will it go up in value?
Take advice, he'll be there when you need a home, Martin Roberts.
Don't panic.
Martin Roberts.
Absolutely extraordinary.
Right to buy, you'll buy to let. Minimise your mortgage debt. You won't believe the tips you'll get. Martin Roberts.
With expert guidance on all things bricks and mortar, plus a healthy dose of home improvement tips, it really is the best prescription for essential property advice on the radio. Home Rule with me, Martin Roberts, this Saturday morning from 11
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
This is completely bizarre.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. And, well, obviously, as news continues to break this afternoon, we will be keeping you abreast of it as it unfolds. And the thing is, it's a good job we're here, really, because the news is quite complicated, isn't it? The news is quite complicated.
I can't get my head around it.
Where's Cornelius?
I don't know.
Right. Fine. The news is quite complicated, but we explain it on this programme in the obvious way. Japanese poetry. It's the news in haikus.
German job centres ban the burqa for their staff, just like olden days.
News in haikus. See, it's interesting, this programme. It's, you know, ordinarily when you listen to the radio, and perhaps any other station, any other programme, I don't know, you expect a certain level of professionalism whereby the people actually doing the programme are in the studio when it's on. I mean, that sort of, as a listener, I appreciate that that's kind of the bottom line of what you might expect, is that the presenter, you know, will actually be there. Admittedly, a couple of weeks ago, I was half an hour late for this programme. That is a fact, due to trains getting me back from Edinburgh. But, you know, you sort of think, well, someone will be there to do their job, but not just sort of wandering out willy and also nilly whenever they desire. But that's apparently how it works around here. So, but it's all right, because Mark's turned up. Diversity. Paper review is where we are now. Each day on this very programme, because we like to do our bit for diversity. It's an important and emotive issue in broadcasting, if not in all walks of life, of course. All walks of life are not diverse enough, yet this programme certainly is, because we each day have a different diversity reviewing the papers for us. Today we welcome back Mark, who is...
Brown.
Yes. What have you got in the papers, and what papers have you got?
I do have all the papers. Well, I actually just pulled out last because I want to talk to you about, because I've looked at them already.
Yeah.
Firstly, actually, before we go on, can I just say thank you?
Yes.
For letting me come on your radio show,
yes,
and talk about being diverse and diversity, and not kind of putting on some funny ethnic quote unquote music beforehand. I like the fact that you give me ordinary, normal, regular music.
Yeah,
because you know the easy thing to do would be to put on something that sounded like it was from the Far East or India or you know something tribal.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I really appreciate that, John.
You're very well. I mean, we could do that if it makes you feel more comfortable.
No. Generally, this makes me feel the most comfortable.
Fine. I'm happy to, you know, I wouldn't patronise you.
No.
That's not what this programme's about.
Cool. Right, so I'll tell you what I've got.
Yeah.
Apparently, they've come up with a list of the top 10 areas to live in the UK.
Yeah.
Hertfordshire is the optimum place to live.
Hertfordshire.
Cambridgeshire is the second top best county to live in.
Yeah.
Central Bedfordshire is the third.
Just Central Bedfordshire, not the outlying
Central
regions.
Bedfordshire. I don't really know much about counties. I don't know whether there is a county called Central Bedfordshire.
I'm sure there isn't.
It's just Bedfordshire.
Is it just Bedfordshire?
It's where my dad, while growing up, not him, would say I had to go up the wooden hill to. At bedtime, you see.
Yeah.
He'd go, up the wooden hill to Bedfordshire.
Well, I'd heard that phrase a lot, and for years I didn't realise that Bedfordshire was an actual real place.
Or did you assume that the county of Bedfordshire was at the top of a wooden hill that had been constructed by druids?
Just a tiny little county.
Yeah, up a hill.
Up a hill. Like, do you know what the smallest county is?
No.
I think it's Rutland.
I was going to say Rutland.
Yeah, and until recently it didn't have it was the only county without its own cricket team.
And now it has one?
I believe that's been rectified, yeah.
Okay. This is good knowledge again, isn't it? Earlier we learned about a turtle's genitals, and now this.
Well, that's us ethnics. We just love cricket, don't we?
You do, actually, yeah.
Can't get enough of it.
Yeah, that's right. trust your kind to turn it around to cricket.
Just managed to shoehorn cricket into it somehow. they've also released the bottom 10 places to live in the UK.
Well, before we do that, what I want to know why Hertfordshire is the top. What's so special about Hertfordshire? Do we know?
It's got good schools. People sleep on average most amount there than they do anywhere else. It's got good average annual pay.
Okay.
And it all kind of levels out. So I think they sleep for about 7 hours, 16 minutes over there.
It's very specific, isn't
it? Yeah. It's also got a good amount of sunshine per day.
Just in Hertfordshire?
In Hertfordshire. It doesn't tell me how many hours they've got of sunshine. But in the northeast, they've got 4 hours, 34 minutes of sunshine.
Yeah.
A day.
Well, that stands to reason, because people from there, like Asprod Cass, are miserable gits.
Yeah, and they don't like the sun.
That's right.
Yeah.
Or that's Liverpool.
Yeah.
You know, since Hillsborough, they don't like the sun.
Yeah, that, yeah.
That's Liverpool, that is.
That is, that's true.
Yeah.
I, of course, love the sun.
Yeah. Yeah. What else have you got? No, I mean, county-wise.
Bottom 10...
This is the bottom.
The bottom. East Ayrshire and North Ayrshire mainland, which is quite... that's the worst place to live. Leicester is also one of the worst places to live.
What?
Yeah.
They just won the Premier League, though.
I know, right? As is Glasgow City. The 135th best place to live out of 138, so pretty much one of the worst places to live, is the Isle of Wight. I'm really surprised at that, because I've had some great times there.
Have you?
Yeah, you know that multicoloured beach? When I was a kid, we used to go... You know the sand? Which
you're so multicultural all the time. Yeah. I live at your beach now.
Yeah. We found the most multicoloured beach in Britain.
Of course
we went.
You did.
We took some sand home as well.
Yeah, I've done that there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's by the Needles.
I don't know.
I'll tell you what it's called. It's called Alum Bay. And you can go there and you can put this different coloured sand.
Yeah.
It's a perfect example of racial harmony in little, like, test tubes and stack it all up in different shades and colours and take it home with you. You're absolutely right. I think there used to be a cable car that went down. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, I do have a vague recollection of a cable car.
Yeah, down by the Needles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lovely place, though.
That's not the rock formation. It's where the heroin addicts hang out. It's...
Only got its name in the late 70s,
that's
I believe.
Exactly right. Yeah. But so that's the worst place to live, is it?
That's one of the worst places to live, yeah.
I'm not surprised about that. If you want to go anywhere, you have to pay like £7 and then a really long ferry journey.
To be fair, if you live in Zone 4, it's the same thing. You have to pay.
It takes the same amount of time to get from here to the Isle of Wight as it does to Zone 4.
Yeah.
Here in London. That's I like the... I don't mind. I think the Isle of Wight's sort of fine. I mean, the people are weird, but it's... But as a, you know, I like Carisbrook Castle.
Yeah.
Since little travelogue now, isn't
Robin
it?
Hill, the park, country park there. That's good fun, yeah.
Black Gang
it's got
Chine.
A toboggan. Yeah, Black Gang Chine,
yeah. It's not racist, that's a place.
Whatever you say. Right. I mean, if you have to say something's not racist, it probably is.
Awkward.
So I'll tell you what else I've got.
Yeah.
Have you heard of a bloke called Jeremy Vine?
Let me think. Yes. Off of Radio 2?
Yeah.
Jeremy Vine. Yes.
Jeremy Vine. Apparently, he's he got into a bit of an altercation with a car driver while he was cycling, and he recorded it on his camera, on his helmet.
Yeah. Interesting place to keep a camera, but fine.
It is, yeah. And then, not only that, but he decided to publicly shame the woman by putting up on his... Facebook page.
Well, she made a gun gesture at him, didn't she? I read this. I haven't seen the video, but I've seen the stills of it. So he was riding his bike down a narrow street between parked cars, and the rules are if you're doing that, you have to be a car door widths away from the cars.
You want to be in the door zone, they call it.
The door zone. And so he's going down the middle, as you're instructed to do. She came up behind him in the car and was hooting him out of the way, but he tried to explain that he was doing the correct thing, and she got all mouthy with him. And
she got out the car, didn't she?
That's right.
Which is only going to slow her down.
Yeah, silly woman. And apparently did a swear or something, and then sort of did a gun shape, like
what type of gun? Like that?
No, that.
You never do it with a long rifle, do you? You don't go. Oh yeah, well I'm gonna.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you don't. You know.
Or a musket. You go. Oh, yeah, well I'm gonna.
Yeah, that would take ages, wouldn't it, to mime the putting in of the powder
and the brush.
pushing the lead down. It takes just too long. It's ditto, you don't ever do it with a trebuchet. Either do you. The medieval catapult that used to throw rocks at the, at the walls of castles. The trebuchet there. Medieval weapon. You never see people miming that in the street.
No, never.
Just wheeling up a massive contraption that's designed to hurl rocks at castle walls. You never see that.
Anyway, I was going to say, I feel really bad for this woman.
Do you?
Yeah, because she doesn't have the platform that Jeremy Vine has to be able to get her point of view across. Maybe he did something horrific that we can't quite see on
she
the,
could ring
the
into
camera
his
top
show.
Of his head.
She could ring into his show, use his platform.
That would be great. But even then, he's in charge of, you know, how long
she could ring us. If she's listening to this now, screw Jeremy Vine. She could ring us.
Ring us.
Yeah. And put your point of view. You tell us why you pointed a made-up gun at Jeremy Vine.
I mean, maybe it wasn't about the boys. Maybe it wasn't about the way he was cycling when she was driving. Maybe she was just a fan of Strictly and was really upset by him getting knocked out with his Paso Doble all those years ago.
Or maybe she'd seen Jeremy Vine dressed as a cowboy during the election coverage when he used to do that swingometer thing that everyone found appalling and embarrassing. Maybe it was that. And she thought, well, he had sort of plastic guns then, didn't he, dressed as a cowboy. So I'll just give him a taste of his own disappointing graphic medicine.
Yeah.
And or that, maybe she was jealous because Jeremy Vine liked my tweet a few weeks back and not her tweet. So she was having a go at Jeremy Vine.
Jeremy Vine liked your tweet?
Yeah, liked my tweet.
What tweet?
It was, I see Katie Hopkins did What Makes Us Human on the Jeremy Vine show today. I guess it's good to get an outside opinion.
Jeremy Vine liked that, did he?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
What else have you got, Mark?
Badgers. Michael Jackson famously sang about them in his, was it 1994 hit Black and White?
And so now, it's about the diversity with you, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, and now Brian May has come out in defence of Badgers yet again.
Again?
Again.
Again?
I there is a serious point here. I love Badgers, and I don't understand why we're trying to cull them.
Because they give you tuberculosis.
But there's no actual proof of that. There's just hearsay that they might do that.
Hearsay? The band would give you tuberculosis. And that's why they're not around anymore. They were culled.
And now the Badgers have to take the flak for was it Simon Cowell's mistakes?
Yeah. So you like a Badger?
I love a Badger. They look great, don't they? I'll admit, I've never actually seen a Badger in the wild. And I'm told that they're quite ferocious animals.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think, Percy, that's great. I like my wildlife to have a bit of oomph, as it were.
Do you?
Yeah. I'm not sure why, but, you know, sitting in my suburban home, I just think there's not enough badgers in the world. And
how many are they going to cull?
14,000.
I didn't know there were that many badgers in the first place.
I can't believe there's that many badgers that they can kill, so there's a lot more badgers left.
Yeah.
And I'm yet to come across one.
Yeah.
I saw a fox the other day. It's the highlight of my week.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Yeah. Okay, so you're in favour of badger survival,
yeah.
But you're up there with Brian May.
Yeah, I'm Team May.
So what's May got? You know, why is he keen on the music? It's going to stop in a minute. There. Why is May keen on badgers? I can't remember. This was a year or 15 months ago or something where May first started banging on about badgers.
And he brought
a song out.
He brought
a song out, so you'd like this.
Yeah.
Brian May did a song in favour of the badger, a badger protectionist song, which we're going to try and play in a minute, I think. Yeah. But I don't know why Brian May's aligned himself with badgers.
I don't know. He's just particularly passionate about it. He just doesn't like animals being killed for no reason. I think that's, which seems fair enough to me.
And he has them nesting in his hair now to protect them.
Yeah, he's modelled himself on this. You know, he really hates basements as well.
Oh, no!
It goes on like that for quite some time, if I'm honest. It's not one of Queen's greatest moments.
I really like that song. I'd definitely get that played next time I'm listening to music.
We should have had that as your music. I mean, we couldn't do diversity music, but we could have had Badger Badger.
Could that be my music for next
time?
Week?
Yes.
Yes.
I think we're out of time, really, frankly.
I had one more story to mention. I'll just say it briefly. Have you heard of football?
Yes. I don't know anything about it.
Well, the transfer window's closed today and people have, and the football clubs in the Premier League have spent over £1 billion. That's a lot of money, isn't it?
And with that insight, we must bring today's Diversity Paper Review to a close. Mark, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. That's Mark. He's a diversity. There will be another diversity of a different kind, maybe, doing tomorrow's pay-per-view, which makes us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. Coming up to 3 o'clock, there will be the big debate. And in the next hour, your chance to win some meat. You can choose from chicken, beef or lamb, or a box of organic veg. As you know, Mark, we're not racist. And if you'd like to have a game of Dead or Alive to win that, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
And we'll call you back. Right, Talk Radio, Wednesday. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Vauxhall vans come with 4 years 0% APR representative, up to 4 years warranty and 4 years servicing and breakdown. From big vans to small vans right across the range. That leaves you free to do more of what you do best. Vauxhall vans. Less getting the van sorted, more getting the job done. Search Vauxhall vans. Conditional sale, 4 years 0% APR representative. Minimum 20% deposit plus VAT at 20% on total price. Financed by Vauxhall Finance, subject to status 18 plus. T's and C's, mileage limitations and exclusions apply.
TradePoint, we've got a great range of building materials stocked in volume, in store, and always at low trade prices. Plus, with our range of tools and workwear, we've got everything you need to finish the job. So why go anywhere else? TradePoint. Trade brands, trade prices, trade only. TradePoint!
Crown, please, mate.
Food later?
Depends on this bet. I've got 11 to 1 on us to score in the next minute. If we do, we're quids in and it's a fancy dinner at Giovanni's. If not, the usual curry.
Come on, lads.
Bet fast with 10 bets, 1 and 5-minute fast markets.
Get in!
Lovely. Giovanni's it is, then.
Kick off with a first deposit bonus of up to £200 at 10bet.co.uk. That's 10bet.co.uk. Five rollovers of deposit and bonus required. Minimum deposit £15. Please gamble responsibly.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
At just after 3 o'clock, good afternoon to you. It is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, murder of a Polish man is condemned. The PM insists Brexit means Brexit again, and Clyde the Turtle's reunited with Aquarium.
Talk Radio.
Poland's ambassador to the UK has visited the murder scene of a Polish man who was killed in a suspected hate crime. The 40-year-old died in hospital on Monday after he and another man were attacked in Harlow on Saturday night. Six teenagers have been questioned and released on bail. Here's Ambassador Arkady Zhukowski.
Unfortunately, after the Brexit referendum, we noticed more such events connected to racism, but not as tragic as it happened yesterday. So we have to be very careful about that. We have to support local society, local communities, and I hope it will change the situation.
Theresa May has ruled out a second referendum on the UK's withdrawal from the European Union. In their first meeting since the summer break, the Prime Minister told her cabinet there will be no attempt to stay in the EU by the back door. Ryan Shorthouse, former policy adviser for the Conservative Party, says the PM should take her time triggering the legal process to leave.
The referendum was a debate on whether we should stay in the European Union. It wasn't a debate on what sort of relationship we want in the future. And there must be a debate about that before we trigger Article 50.
A 17-year-old has died in hospital after getting into trouble on a dinghy off the coast of Tyne and Wear yesterday. In Cornwall, a 45-year-old man has died in a scuba diving accident. 14 passengers and two flight crew have been treated in hospital in Ireland after their flight hit severe turbulence. The pilot was forced to make an emergency landing at Shannon Airport on the London-bound flight from Texas. The mother of a British backpacker killed in a knife attack in Australia has praised a man who tried to protect her daughter. Mia Alif Chung was fatally stabbed at a hostel in Queensland last week. A fellow British backpacker died trying to save her. Now Mia's mum Rosie Alif is paying tribute to Tom Jackson, who didn't survive the injuries he suffered.
My thoughts are with Tom Jackson, a very brave young man, and with his family, and with the young people who witnessed the attack, who are traumatised by it, and with the family and friends who've lost two beautiful people.
The government has criticised potential plans for more strike action by junior doctors in England. Leaders of the British Medical Association are meeting today and are reportedly considering 5-day long walkouts every month for the rest of the year. And a turtle, which was stolen from an aquarium in Cheshire, has been returned.
I thought this story was over now. It's come full circle. You started the show with the plight of Clyde the Turtleess. Mm. It's a girl turtle called Clyde, Girtle. And you then, we all go, oh no, the poor turtle missing. Yeah. And then the turtle came back, so it's over. It's
little... No, because I've got a condition update on Clyde, which you've interrupted.
Sorry.
So Clyde went missing.
The Girtle.
Clyde the Girtle went missing from Blue Planet Aquarium in Ellesmere Port yesterday. Here's Tom Field, who works there.
She's stone cold, so incredibly slow. The water she's been brought back in is freezing cold as well, so she's obviously not been housed properly. But yeah, I'm just so thankful that she's back, because we can get her back fighting fit now.
I'm thankful for that too.
Good.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you bring us more Girtle news in half an hour?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So,
National weather.
Yeah, I forgot you were going to do the weather. Yeah.
A mix of sunshine and showers, patchy rain in the north and west.
It's quite cloudy out the window right now. Yeah. I thought it was supposed to be nice today.
Well, I'm saying it's a mix of sunshine and showers.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Highs of 23 degrees.
Thanks. That's Victoria. She had the news and the weather. And now here's Ben with the sport today. Ben's got the sport today live from that altercation that we've just been talking about, it that Jeremy Vine recorded. Jeremy Vine was cycling through London and he got in an altercation with a woman who got out of the car and had a go at him, and the whole thing was recorded on Jeremy Vine's camera. You've probably seen this in the news today. And Ben's got the sport now, live from Jeremy Vine's altercation with a woman.
I'm Ben Fletcher, good afternoon. Manchester City loaning out their players seems to be the theme of today's transfer deadline day so far. Striker Samir Nasri has joined Sevilla for the rest of the season. Goalkeeper Joe Hart's move to Torino for the rest of the campaign has also been confirmed. And striker Wilfred Bony talks to Stoke until the end of the season. Arriving at Britannia on a short-term deal. Porto's Bruno Martins Indy understood to be undergoing a medical. Premier League champions Leicester are believed to be close to signing striker Islam Slimani for a club record fee from Sporting Lisbon. Jack Wilshere is set to leave Arsenal on a loan deal until the end of the campaign. Crystal Palace, Bournemouth and Roma understood to be interested in the 24-year-old midfielder's signature. The French national side have allowed Moussa Sissoko to leave training camp to, in their words, finalise a transfer. Tottenham have bid £25 million for the midfielder, but Newcastle are understood to want at least 30. And in what could prove to be the biggest, most remarkable story of the day, Chelsea are understood to be negotiating a fee to bring David Luiz back to the club from PSG. The Brazilian defender, of course, left Stamford Bridge 2 years ago for a fee of £50 million. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And there it was, Jeremy Vine's massive row with a woman in a car. And he recorded the whole thing. And that was Ben with the sport live from that as it happened yesterday morning. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Let's just actually, speaking of Jeremy Vine, pop over to Radio 2 to see what he's doing in his show this afternoon.
Thank you very much, DK. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Jeremy Vine Show on Radio 2. Lovely to have you with us. A dwarf in Somerset is picked up and thrown by the Education Secretary. Dwarf tossing. Is there ever a good reason? Plus, Anthony Worrell Thompson was put down last night because of old age. Should hairdressers be used in war zones? And as Ed Miliband says, he is sorry for murdering dozens of dogs at Tesco and he doesn't know why he did it. Can you suggest obvious cause?
BBC Radio 2.
So You're listening to Talk Radio in the Wednesday afternoon. I am John Holmes, 8 minutes past three now. And Apple, as you know, have been accused of paying tax to the tune of 0.005%. Just 0.005%, which is, coincidentally, the amount of battery my iPhone has left on a good day, when all I've done is make one call and glance at the time. They're accused of not paying tax under some kind of Irish deal, which is a shock from a company who had a business arrangement not so long ago with Bono and U2. But an EU commissioner has called for this arrangement to end, for Apple to pay back billions in taxes, and for them to toe the line. Now, on the line, albeit a different sort of line, is Rolf, who's called in because he's just heard me say the word toe, albeit a different kind of toe, and he, well, very simply, it's got his back up. Rolf's on the phone. He's opposed to toes. Good afternoon, Rolf.
G'day.
Yes.
Don't worry. I'm not that Rolf.
No, that's good, because I'm not sure you're allowed that many phone calls in prison. So, Rolf, right. where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Birmingham.
From Wareham?
Birmingham.
Birmingham. Yeah. Birmingham.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. My issue with toes is just they're pointless. We don't need them anymore.
Well, they are pointless. I mean, they've got a round end for a start.
They've got a round end. They're quite unsightly.
Yes.
I mean, I prefer it. I mean, let's be honest, we don't need them anymore. They're basically an evolutionary vestige.
Yes.
From when apes used to climb trees, etc. We don't need them anymore. We don't even need them for balance, which has been proven. So I'd prefer it. I'd much prefer it if we could just have a bit of extra foot meat between them. And not have them.
So what you're saying is you don't sort of take the toes off. What you're doing, you keep the toes initially, but
yeah.
You grow foot meat in the gaps to render it one big slab of flesh.
Exactly. Like I'm perfectly happy with the length of the foot, so I'm happy for the bones of the toes to stay there.
Yes.
When you look at whales and dolphins, they have bones in their flippers. But they've got the foot meat that's grown between the toe bones.
Yeah. I mean, what you're talking about...
more tidy.
Are you talking about webbing?
Well, not webbing as such. I suppose a more advanced kind of webbing, yeah. A more chunky web.
So chunky webbing.
Yeah.
All right, okay, well, look, hold on, stay on the line for me. That's Rolf. He's very against toes, but look, doesn't mind the bone staying there, but wants chunky webbing. On the other line is Henry. Good afternoon, Henry.
Good afternoon, John. Henry. Hello.
Hello.
Hiya.
Hello.
I think Rolf is...
Hang on, where are you from?
I'm from Northumberland, but that doesn't matter.
Well, he does.
Okay. I think Rolf is a hypocrite.
Yes.
To keep the phalanges, which are the bones inside the toes, yeah. What's the point in that? So he wants to keep them, but not actually keep the digits themselves. What's the point? What is the stupidest... He's a stupid man. I hate him.
Rolf, he hates you.
It's basically because they're unsightly. Now, I'm not surprised you've got Henry on the phone. We've had clashed horns before,
right.
Oh, have
so
we?
To speak.
Henry
is the ringleader of Pro-Toe.
Yes.
They're an underground digital movement, and they quite often turn up at our rallies. He tried to get in last year and was turned away.
Yeah.
I understand his point, but the fact is that they are unsightly. They're just awful to look at and very untidy.
No, they're gorgeous. If you keep them clean and tidy, they can be wonderful to look at. I love a good toe.
Yes, but what use are they, Henry? I mean, Rolf's got... I mean, they don't... You know, as has been demonstrated by science, we don't need them for balance anymore. What's the point of them?
Of course we need them for balance. If we didn't have our big toe, we'd fall flat on our face. Would you want that to happen to yourself? Do you want to fall on your nose?
Well, you wouldn't, because the toe would still be there, in essence. It's the covering of the toe that might have got an issue with.
Yeah. I mean, this isn't like in Sweden. As you both know, they did those trials in Sweden where they just removed toes of volunteers. Well, they started off as volunteers, and then it was compulsory in Sweden. But what they found is when they removed people's toes, for a start, the crime rate in flip-flop theft plummeted. But then also, they introduced compulsory frostbite, and I was going to ask you if at birth, and I was going to ask you if you were calling for that, Rolf, but no, you're saying rather than take stuff away, add to the gaps.
Well, I've been experimenting with this. I've been taping my toes together to see how I get on,
yeah.
And it's been absolutely fine. And I've now found a doctor in America who can fuse the toes together,
yeah,
using a surgical procedure. And I'm going to be going for that in October.
Are you one of these people who crams meat offcuts between their toes and tapes the whole thing in? I mean, you hear about this, you know, on the internet.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's where it all started from, to be honest with you. I used to go to
the man you are, Ralph. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Well, why, Henry? Why is it stupid? I mean, you know, surely it's every person's right they don't want toes. It's every person's right to cram dog food between their toes and then sellotape their feet up. You can't say that's, you know, it's not for you to say that that's wrong.
That's so foolish. The dog meat will go rancid, you'll get maggots in between your toes, and you'll get eaten.
But you won't get, no, that's the point, you won't get it in between your toes, because your toes theoretically won't exist.
Well, that's what I think.
you can obviously change the meat, Henry. You're not going to leave it there to get rancid and eaten by maggots.
Yeah, well, obviously. It's obvious.
Henry, simple question. How long does dog meat last if it's between the toes? How long?
I wouldn't know, but I'd imagine...
No. Put a number on it.
3.
Yes, 3, Rolf.
3 months, correct.
Yes,
correct.
So after 3, you change the meat, don't you? So it's not going to go maggoty.
Oh, okay.
Maggoty.
I can probably look at that then. What does Rolf think of toenails? That's my question.
Good question, Rolf.
Well, if we could have one big toenail on the end of the foot flipper,
yes,
that would be. It would make it look a little bit more appealing, because just a plain flipper flesh meat plate would look a bit strange.
You're in denial, my friend. You're in denial. You want to say goodbye to your toes, but it sounds like you just want to keep one big toe on your foot. That's foolish!
Well, is it foolish?
Yeah.
Well, you need some protection on the end of there. You know, if you drop something on your bare foot and you didn't have that big toe, the big nail, rather, you can hurt yourself.
I want to ask you about this. They've done this... you're familiar with the rhyme, This Little Piggy?
I am.
Rolf?
Yes.
Not a rhyme.
Yeah, right. Well, okay. So where did the little piggy go?
Went home.
Well, where did the first one go?
The market.
That's right. What about the second one?
I've forgotten.
Rolf, can you remember?
Well, I can't remember the whole rhyme.
It's home! Yeah, this little piggy went to market. This little piggy...
It
wasn't. Roast beef. No, that's right. Roast beef. And then the other little piggy had none, and then another one died, and then one went all the way home. The point is in other countries, what they're doing, they've experimented with this, is they've removed the toes and they've grafted little piggies onto the end of the feet. So they're little baby piglets where the toes once were. Right? And I just wonder whether you find that acceptable, Henry, in your quest. They're individual pigs, so they look at glance from a distance, they look like little toes, but they're actually tiny little, specially bred live pigs grafted onto a foot lump.
If what you're telling me is true, John, then I frankly do not want to live in this world anymore. I would rather kill myself than live in this world.
Than a world that has toe pig?
Yes.
I'd need to know, before I rubber stamp this idea, I'd need to know whether these pigs are related. I mean, are they brother and sister pigs, or are they from different families? Well, we don't want any sort of porcine incest going on.
No, they're laboratory created. They're cloned. They're the same pig.
Test tube pigs.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's not just... I mean, you've got to think of the other animals that are involved in this. Obviously, you know, because it's not just humans that have toes. I wonder, are you going to get rid of animals? As well, because...
Well, animals, it depends if they use them or not. A lot of animals do need them for gripping.
Well, cats, bears...
Well, cats walk on their toes.
Yes, exactly.
So do humans.
Bears, yes.
We don't. Yeah. We walk on our feet, Henry. We don't need toes.
That's right.
Feet have toes on them. You can't prove me wrong there.
Mice have toes.
Toes are redundant in humans. We're bipeds.
What about the camel toe?
Ah.
You see, you know, if you start getting rid of that, you know, what sort of world are we living in? But those camels won't be able to even walk anymore. Do you want to live in a world without camels, Rolf? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm quite happy with camel toes. I did see one munching its way down the Birmingham High Street yesterday in the heat.
Yes. Yeah. Henry, let me... return to you. I've got two words for you. I've got two words, and I want you to listen to them very carefully.
Come on, then.
And then see if you still approve of toes. You ready?
Spit them out, come on.
Fergie's accountant.
Fergie's accountant.
Sarah Ferguson.
Yes.
Right, Fergie, right,
yes.
Was pictured on the front of the newspapers in 1992 having her toes sucked by an accountant. You don't want to live in a world where little tiny cloned pigs are grafted onto people's feet, but you're happy to live in a world where accountants suck the toes of a woman who was destined to never be queen.
Which newspaper was this on?
It's all of the newspapers.
Including the
Do you not remember it?
This was a big story years ago.
Yeah.
I'm surprised, Henry, you're not already into this kind of thing. You seem to be a bit of a toe fetishist anyway.
That's very strong language. I could take you to court, my friend, Rolf. You don't want to get in any more legal trouble, believe me.
Oh, that's not me.
I don't believe you.
I just model myself on that, Rolf.
Just look. We're going to have to bring this. I know it's become apparent you two have a little bit of a history when it comes to the wider toe argument. We only have limited time here. We could debate this all day, of course. Could sum up the argument for me in one word, please, Henry?
Toe job.
Thank you, and Rolf.
Toe jam.
Thank you. And there you have it. What side of the, let's call it the foot, are you on? Are you on the front side of the foot where the toes are? Or are you very much on the heel side of the foot where the toes aren't? Do you think we still need toes? Post-Brexit Britain, do we need toes? We've got shoes and calipers now. Do we need them? Let's see what you think. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd
it's
like.
The big debate on Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. At Mercedes-Benz East London Van Centre, we've done it again. Right now, we can offer you a choice of 15 approved used Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans, long wheelbase and high roof, from only £15,750. You'll also get a free service plan, free UK mainland delivery, and a £250 deposit contribution if you buy on finance through Mercedes-Benz Finance. So, don't just sit there. Get your business moving. Mercedes-Benz Vans. Born to run. Offers available until the 23rd of September while stocks last. For details and conditions, visit mbvanseastlondon.co.uk.
The best sports news, exclusive interviews and unmissable opinion in this week's Sport Magazine. Download your free sport-filled iPad edition now.
Get in-depth previews, stunning photography and exclusive video content. Sport Magazine is now available in iPad, Kindle Fire HD and Android editions.
Sport Magazine, the weekend starts here.
Tradesmen, here's the plan. Get to the rendezvous, your contact the foreman will show you the ropes and the tools. Get in, do your job and get out. You'll be sipping margaritas on the beach before you know it. But first, prove you're a guy they can trust. Show them your direct line public liability policy, which has been conveniently wired to your phone. And tell them you're with the Wolf. Let's get to work.
Get instant confirmation of your cover sent straight to your smartphone. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Public Liability Insurance. Valid email address required. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's still long delays to the M23 in West Sussex. So an accident north around Gatwick Airport at Junction 9 is causing big queues on the approach. Barrier repair works are taking place now. There's a queue on the M5 in Somerset after early northbound problems around 20 for Clevedon. The restrictions have been lifted, but the queue's about to 21 at Weston. Traffic on the southbound M6 at 9 for Wensbury has been stopped to recover an accident and get it onto the hard shoulder. So things looking very slow there. Better news though in Cheadle Goom. All the restrictions on the Hanford bypass are reopened at the Stanley Green roundabout. I'm Jarena Adams.
George McTavish, Kneeped Galloway, you have been found guilty of presenting dangerously compelling radio. How do you plead?
Guilty as charged.
Never said that before.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
Join me for 3 hours of double galvanised opinion, supercharged debate and highly energised crystalline vision.
Radio Free Galloway.
Knock me right down and I'll bounce right back.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
Order!
Innocent until proven guilty.
Friday nights from 7
on the nation's new home of sizzling debate.
Talk Radio. Maybe you can't handle the truth.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. The big debate raging there as to whether or not we still need, in this post-Brexit Britain, toes. Science has proved that we don't need them anymore for balance, so why are we even bothering to keep them? As I say, in Sweden, they had volunteers. They removed the toes of volunteers. At first it was volunteers, then it was compulsory. Compulsory frostbite at birth in Sweden, and as a result, the crime rate in flip-flop theft has plummeted. So who's to say it doesn't work? You heard Rolf there, very much very much experimenting himself with whether or not he needs toes before he has the operation to have them not removed but fused together. He's sellotaping dog food in the gaps between his toes, changing it every 3 months. Obviously, he's not a monster. And Henry there, very pro toe. We learned he's a pro toe apologist. So. Cornelius, a lot of reactions coming in on this.
Yes, lots coming in, John. Replace all toes with fingers has come in from Amber.
Yeah.
Dexterous. And No More Nails Brigade has says, these are the worst digits ever, toes. They should be replaced with the best digits ever, which are 6 and 9.
Right. Thank you very much for your reactions. If you want to come in, use these digits. 8-7-2-2.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message any word you'd like.
Now, it's time for today's look through the front pages. Now, regular listeners will know that this always starts awkwardly because what we have to do to look through the front pages is go and do it on the sofa here in the studio, which is the area that's been designated for a more relaxed radio feature. You've seen it on the television. When they look through the front pages, they often do it on the sofa, don't they? Do it on BBC Breakfast and stuff. But what we haven't yet devised is a way of getting to the sofa that's not awkward. So, once again, if you could bear with us, because it's where we go through the front pages, not just of the papers, but also the publications that the other people ignore. I mean, the obvious one. They do the broadsheets and the tabloids, of course. But, we also do those publications that otherwise get looked over. And not in a good way, not like read. I mean, literally looked over, like overlooked is what I mean. So just bear with while we move awkwardly to the sofa and cover the slightly awkward move with some music.
Okay.
Is this technically working?
Yeah, it sounds right, doesn't it?
Sort of sitting on a sofa now. See, it sounds a bit weird as well because we have to move to some different microphones.
Yeah, they're like head mics, aren't they?
Doesn't really work very well.
A bit like we're in a helicopter.
Yeah. So this is where we look through the
wires of tangle.
Front pages for you, Cornelius. I know. What are you looking at there?
Is on the front of the iApple crumble they've gone with, talking about the Apple tax scandal.
Yep.
And what's next for Brussels sprouts in post-Brexit Britain, asked the Telegraph.
Yeah, Cliff's new torment is on the front of the Daily Mirror. This is, of course, the alleged victim challenging the CPS decision not to charge Cliff Richard, the pop legend, with those crimes. That's in the Mirror. I've got here Nature and Health magazine. Estrogen dominance, are you at risk, is the big question that they're asking. There are acupuncture secrets and 9 signs that you're depressed but might not even realise it. And they're also giving away some psoriasis.
Oh, wow.
In this month's Nature and Health, Cornelius.
Yes, the Daily Mail, junior doctors to strike children. This is the news that they've just been hitting out at children recently. And on the front of what papers? The Times, Mr. Sheen faces hate crime for being Polish.
Thank you. This is in the Telegraph. Frankfurter evacuated after woman evades German sausage checks. That's on the front of several of the papers. Garden of Eden should not be tax haven, says EU commissioner, after tax not paid on Apple. That's in most of the papers today. Great Lakes Angler magazine. This is September 2016 issue. It's the authority on salmon, steelhead and trout. 58 stick bait successes, sure easy steelhead and where to find them, and subscribe to this magazine, you get a free fillet knife. That's Great Lakes Angler magazine.
Yes, just looking at the BBC News website, according to an article, UK girls are uglier than ever.
And this, that's at bbc.co.uk/sexist. Craft Focus magazine, Star Bakers, products for those passionate about baking and cake making. Back to school, they've got a back to school issue, of course. Nursery needs to university essentials. Knit your own student on the front of there as well. And business advice from leading experts. And there's genuinely a picture on there of a knitted dog.
So
that's That's nice. Cornelius, any other papers?
Let's just have a look very quickly on birds and blooms. Save a summer, attract more birds, save dollars in the garden and grow bigger blooms.
I've got Delicious Magazine, Summer is No Churn Ice Cream Sandwiches, Seaside Classics Reinvented, and Why Is It Trendy to Be Vegan? That's Delicious Magazine.
Australian Shape Magazine says Madeline Groves is on the front cover today. She says that she is the new star of the butterflies, the Olympic special. Everything you need to get motivated and share their workouts and diets.
And I've got here, this is in the Mail, Theresa May's Brexit Brainstorm to play Glastonbury next year. And Pregnancy Magazine, this is the Happy Truth About C-Sections, is their headline. And weirdly for this issue, you don't sort of turn the pages to get into the magazine, you have to reach into it through the middle of the magazine. You have to cut your own hole down the front of the magazine and reach in to pull the articles out. That's the sofa-based paper review on Talk Radio.
Now we have to move back to the awkward...
How do we do it?
Well, we've really got to sort this out in that we come up with a way of just getting from the sofa to the actual...
Oh.
So I'll stop music now as well. We've got to come up with a better way of doing that.
When they do it on television, it's seamless.
Yeah.
Isn't it? But we have to replug a microphone. I have to replug all the microphones in.
Do you?
Yes.
Are you going to do that now?
Yeah.
You'll be able to hear the point where my voice switches from one microphone to the other.
That's where it works. What happened there? I have to replug everything to get to the sofa. And the... In the next half an hour on Talk Radio, before 4 o'clock, you could become, and I'm not joking, the proud owner of some meat. Or... if you are a vegan, as just mentioned, a box of organic veg. We give that away as well because, you know, we're not racist. So, Dead or Alive is the order of the afternoon. A game of Dead or Alive. I've got a list of things, but are they dead or are they alive? All you have to do is tell me what. The number, if you'd like to play, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
We'll be doing it next on Talk Radio after Victoria, who has the news.
Talk Radio.
The Member of Parliament for Harlow has condemned the murder of a Polish man in a suspected hate crime. Six teenagers arrested after Saturday night's attack on the 40-year-old and another man have been released on bail. MP Robert Harfron says he thinks some people are using Brexit as an excuse for antisocial behaviour.
I do have a view that a very small minority, and I stress that these kind of awful things are done by a minority, is being used... by people who come from the sewers, who want to exploit division and have their own racist agenda. They literally come from the sewers.
Theresa May has told her cabinet ministers that Britain will make a success of leaving the European Union. Speaking at a special meeting this morning, she also insisted there'll be no attempts to stay in the EU by the back door. Some breaking news. Two people have died in a police car chase in southeast London. Scotland Yard says the car they were in was hit by a car being followed by officers in Penge. The driver's been arrested. One person remains in hospital after a Heathrow-bound flight from the US made an emergency landing in Ireland. Authorities say the United Airlines plane was diverted after encountering severe turbulence during its journey from Houston in Texas. The mother of a British woman stabbed to death in Australia has described a second Briton who tried to save her as very brave. Mia Alif Chung was killed at a Queensland backpackers hostel last week, despite the efforts of Tom Jackson, who since died from his injuries. The government has attacked proposals by junior doctors to stage a week of strike action every month for the rest of the year. The British Medical Association is considering the plans as the row about new contracts in England escalates. And Clyde the missing turtle has been returned. Staff at Blue Planet Aquarium in Ellesmere Port say she was cold and very still after being taken from her tank yesterday.
She was dead. No. Sounds like she's dead.
She's alive. But they're confident she'll be fit again soon.
Clyde alive.
Clyde alive.
Why is it called, again, reminders, it's called Clyde, which is a boy's name.
Yes. So Clyde used to have an owner, and they didn't know that she was female. So they
the
named
owner.
Her Clyde. The owner didn't realise she was a girl turtle, so they named her Clyde.
A girl.
And then
they couldn't look after her anymore, so she was given to this aquarium.
Right.
And then the people who work at the aquarium, obviously, they know how to sex turtles. And
disgusting.
And they realised Clyde was not a male turtle, though. She was a female. So that's why Clyde, the female Girtle, is got a boy's name.
Right. Is the... Because they could have just changed its name.
But, you know, why would you?
Well, because that's what happened to Nigella Lawson.
She wasn't called
so
Nigel.
So when she was born, her owner, Nigel Lawson, had thought she was a boy, which is why he called her Nigel, right? Because he hadn't checked. And but then when they discovered it was a girl, when they sexed her to find out whether she was a girl or a boy, because he had to hand her in because he didn't know how to keep her, they just put an Ella on the end, didn't they? Nigella.
They did. Well, she's called Nigella, which is, I guess, the female version of Nigel.
Yeah, so Clyde Ella.
Why don't you tell
the female
aquarium
version of Nut? Or Fruit? Or Bonge?
I'm not sure these things are female. They're just sweets. Ish.
Anyway, yeah. Thanks, Victoria.
Thanks.
Have you done the weather?
No, but I don't really want to.
Fine, let's not. So, that's Victoria. With the... Do you want to do it? Are you contractually obliged? I mean, you look at me...
No, like... no, because I forgot to update it. So, I would normally update it at 3:30, but that was breaking news. So, I was hoping you'd just let that slide, yeah, but now you've highlighted
sliding
it.
Sliding on out of it.
Thanks.
So,
it's raining, look.
No, yeah.
I didn't bring my umbrella.
So, next on Talk Radio, ahead of winning some meat, we will be talking foreign news as we talk to Talk Radio's foreign correspondent in foreign about something foreign. It's next.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Late Night Ian Lee, tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
Differently interesting nocturnal emissions from a legend of late night radio.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night. We're going to have singers. We're going to have dancers. We're going to have naked pets. Just listen and see what happens.
Late night conversation worth losing sleep over.
Late Night Ian Lee.
On air and off the leash.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, you're listening to Talk Radio. Of course, the news today comes from Europe in the form of a terror alert at Frankfurt Airport, where a woman apparently evaded security measures, so they arrested her. No one hurt, no actual terrorist incident, but it has highlit, it's the past tense, the continuing problem, of course, of these terror alerts across Europe over the summer. Now, it seems, though, that record numbers of Britons have headed to Spain on their summer holidays this year. 9.6 million tourists arrived in July. That's up on 11% at this time last year, with one in four of those tourists coming from Britain. The thought is it's because it's seen as a safer country than perhaps some of the other European ones, given the cloud of terror that we live under currently. On the line is Talk Radio's foreign Spanish correspondent. Good afternoon.
Muy buenas tardes. ¿Qué tal?
Yes. So, now this is interesting, isn't it? Because Spain is seemingly perceived by certainly Britons as a safer country. What do you think has led up to this?
Bueno, esto a mí personalmente no me sorprende para nada. Creo que España es un país que, a pesar de pues la guerra civil y todas esas cosas que pasaron el siglo pasado, es un país bastante seguro, con poco terrorismo, y la verdad me sorprende que los británicos lo perciban como un lugar seguro en el que pasar sus vacaciones, porque ¿qué te va a hacer un español?
Yes,
que está todo el día echando la siesta.
No, well, I agree with that 100%, but I mean, is it just a terror thing, do you think, or perhaps it's the you know, people seem undeterred by the Brexit vote, don't they, and still Spain's the destination of choice?
Yo creo que el Brexit de aquí poco tiene que ver, ¿eh? sinceramente. Yo creo que es más un tema de tapas, de patatas bravas y de un poco de tinto de verano también. Es lo que importa más que el Brexit, porque sinceramente, o sea, si te vas de vacaciones a España es que el Brexit no te importa para nada.
But it's interesting. No, well, no. Sorry to interrupt there, but it's interesting that you mention Istanbul there, because that was obviously the attack in June, which killed those people, and it's just prompted this entire shift in tourism patterns. Bizarrely, Cuba and Bulgaria have also enjoyed big increases in tourist arrivals. Spanish government figures, as you'll know, reveal a record, I'd say 9.6 million tourists in July alone. So, and the region, of course, that's seen the most is Barcelona.
Efectivamente, Barcelona es una de las ciudades pioneras. Yo creo que es por el fútbol, básicamente, porque ¿qué sabe la gente de Barcelona? Nada. Porque realmente, si la comparas con París, Copenhague, Estocolmo, Washington, ¿qué tiene Barcelona? Barcelona no tiene nada. Tiene mar, pero que el mar está hecho un asco. Tiene montaña, que cada dos por tres se quema. Si te fijas bien, lo que atrae este, que es 9 millones, has dicho 8,9 millones, no sé, es el fútbol.
Yeah.
Nada más.
Yeah, well, no, I think most people listening would agree with a third of what you said there. Do you think this is interesting as well? The all-inclusive holidays in Spain have grown exponentially as well, and this has annoyed the bar owners because no longer are as many drunk British people vomiting up schnapps in the pavement outside their restaurants and bars because they're doing it in the hotels instead. I mean, what do you make of that?
Pues mira, yo creo que es una lástima, porque las tradiciones, desde mi punto de vista, están para conservarlas. Y si los británicos han venido toda la vida a vomitar en nuestras calles, yeah, ¿por qué ahora tienen que ir a vomitar en nuestros hoteles, eh?
Yes.
La verdad es que a mí esto me enfada mucho.
Right.
Porque si toda la vida se ha hecho de una manera, ¿por qué ahora tenemos que cambiarlo? ¿Qué pasa? Que ahora somos más cool, ahora somos más chic, los gin and tonics con cinnamon y todo lo que tú quieras. No. A vomitar en las calles, John.
Yeah.
En las calles.
Yeah. No, that's... I mean, you continue to make excellent points. And I want to read you this as well. Package holiday operators, this is a quote, have battled to find beds for the soaring number of arrivals from Britain. Now, this, of course, this has led to actual battles. You've had rival tour operators. Who have you got? You've got Thomas Cook, haven't you?
Sí.
Yeah, you've got... who's the other one? The tour operators. Thompson, the cat from the Thompson directory. Fighting on the beach. I mean, actual fighting on the beaches. I mean, there's no, yes, fewer terrorism there in Spain, but of course there are these fights between Thomas Cook and the cat Thompson from the local directory. I mean, what do the Spanish people make of these pitched battles?
Es que sabes lo que pasa, estas batallas nos hacen más gracia que otra cosa, porque estos españoles, Thomas Cook y el gato de no sé qué que has mencionado, se pelean en la playa, pero se pelean con espadas de espuma. Y es lamentable, porque lo único que hacen es hacer el ridículo, lo dejan a los tour operadores en da muy mala imagen para ellos, y la verdad es que nos hace más gracia que otra cosa, sinceramente. O sea, no nos lo tomamos en serio para nada.
Yeah. Well, sorry to interrupt you there, but a lot of people listening to you say that will say, well, that's absolute bullfight.
Ahí me has dado en la fibra, ¿eh? Me has dado en la fibra y no sé, yo creo que me voy a enfadar mucho porque el tema de los toros es algo que yo prefiero no tocar porque es mucha controversia.
Oh, no, that is funny. Listen, thank you very much. That's brought us up to speed, I think, on the current situation in Spain. The news there that record number of Britons have headed to Spain on summer holidays, frightened by terrorism in other parts of Europe. That was Talk Radio's foreign Spanish correspondent. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
Right now at Wix, there's 15% off everything when you click and collect until the 6th of September. Why? Because these are our homes. Wix, let's do it right. Exclusions apply, cannot be used in conjunction with any existing voucher. £75 minimum spend.
Second half starting, 3-1 on the win. Having that, done.
Oh, chockies for my sister.
This bet comes off, she can have that perfume too.
Bet fast with 10bet's in-play betting.
They've scored! I'm taking no chances, gonna cash out now.
Great, perfume it is.
Small bottle, darling.
Kick off with a first deposit bonus of up to £200 at 10bet.co.uk. That's 10bet.co.uk. Five rollovers of deposit and bonus required. Minimum deposit £15. Free bets not eligible for cash out. Single bets and ACCAs only. Please gamble responsibly.
Imagine a car that pushes technology to the limit. To begin your drive, swipe the touch-sensitive steering pad and look ahead, where you'll see directly behind you and indeed sideways thanks to Bug Eye Vision. And if a deer in front of you should appear to your side, simply access your steering pad keyboard and select the scared face icon to begin an evasive manoeuvre, if you've got the latest update. Imagine this car. Now imagine the Toyota Auris Hybrid, with innovation that's all there to make your drive simpler. Now with 4.9% APR representative and £2,000 towards your deposit. Toyota. Always a better way.
Available when flexibly financed through Toyota Financial Services. Conditions apply. Finance subject to status to over 18s. Indemnities may be required. Excludes active.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
There's still long delays for the M23 in West Sussex. So an accident north around Gatwick Airport at Junction 9 is causing big queues on the approach. Barrier repair works are taking place now. There's a queue on the M5 in Somerset after earlier northbound problems around 20 for Clevedon. The restrictions have been lifted, but the queue's about to 21 at Weston. Traffic on the southbound M6 at 9 for Wensbury has been stopped to recover an accident and get it onto the hard shoulder. So things looking very slow there. Better news though in Cheadle Goom. All the restrictions on the Hanford bypass have reopened at the Stanley Green roundabout. I'm Jarena Adams.
Introducing Mr. Jake Yap's Comedic Sunday Breakfast Emporium. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Featuring Mr. Jake Yap's famous clown stilts 10 feet high. In each town at 8 o'clock on Sunday morning, will be remembered for many a long day as a pageant of ghostly magnificent, consisting as it does of artistes unsurpassed in the comedic profession. Mr. Jake Yap's entertaining Sunday breakfast! Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Easy, Chloe. What's going on in there? Chloe pressed a button, something. I don't know what happened there. There's like a remix of something there from Chloe. What was it called? A cloaca.
Cloaca.
A cloaca. Chloe, we learned earlier, if you've just tuned in, this is a bit weird. But Chloe, her full name is Cloaca. But we learned earlier that a cloaca is a the name given to a turtle's genitals.
A common cavity.
Yes. I don't know why anyone would call Chloe that, but her parents obviously had a sense of humour. But anyway, she wants to be called Chloe, so we can't call her cloaca, because it's turtle's genitals. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. And the one thing about, I don't know whether you've noticed this, Cornelius, but there's a lot of it been happening, but the news that there is...
Oh, don't get me started.
It's quite complicated.
John, I just can't get my head around it.
Well, we help on this programme for those that can't get their heads around it, or indeed their cloacas, because this is where we explain the news by breaking it down into its constituent parts. And when you do that with the news, of course, if you break it all down, you boil it like a news soup. What are you left with at the end? That's right. Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, and then another five syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Cameron gave his mates large pay rises. He should be sacked over this.
A lot of people agreeing with that sentiment this afternoon. That's trending on Twitter. David Cameron should be fired from his job as Prime Minister for giving his mates a 24% pay rise. What do you think? You can let us know. Should Cameron stay on as Prime Minister or not? 8-7-2-2.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Now it is time to give away some meat on Talk Radio in the afternoons in a game of dead That's right, it's a game of dead or alive. There's a list of things, but are they dead or are they alive? All you have to do is tell me which is which. And there is meat afoot. For we have chicken, beef and or lamb to give away. And a box of organic veg, because we are not racist. On the phone to play, is it... let me have a look at what telephone line he's on. 16,008. It's Adam. Good afternoon, Adam.
How are you doing, John?
Very good, thank you. How are you doing?
Yeah, good. Alive, anyway.
Fine. Obviously, from that accent, you're calling from France?
Yes.
Right.
Yes, good. Paris.
Yes. So, what do you do, Adam? What do you do in life, generally speaking?
Enter quizzes on the radio, so I'm very excited at the moment.
That's very good, isn't it? And is it like your professional capacity quiz enterer?
Yes, but hopefully today then this will look after my dinner, and then tomorrow I'll enter in something for a holiday and go there. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. I think it's a good tactic, isn't it? Because you're right. If you sort of go through all of the quizzes that there are on the radio and enter them all, you could more or less muddle through life. Because some quizzes, not us obviously, but some quizzes give away vast amounts of money. Of course, if you go over to, Heart or something, where they have to bribe their listeners because their output is so appalling. We give away meat, so that's your dietary needs taken care of. And you're right, some places do give away holidays or cars or something. So I suppose, you know, you're... I mean, how long have you been subsisting on just quiz, the spoils of quiz?
Ever since I first got a radio. So, you know, like a week or two.
Yeah, well done. You're doing... you're alive, and that's the main thing, Adam, isn't it? That's the main thing. And that brings me neatly to the quiz, because you have to decide whether or not something is dead or alive, and you are playing for meat. If you score high enough, would you choose chicken, beef or lamb? Or a box of organic veg?
Lamb. Why not?
Lamb on this fine spring day. How very appropriate. So, a bit of lamb for you. Now, the list is here in front of me. It's a simple answer from you. It's just dead or alive. Paid intern Cornelius will be keeping score at some point during this. He may well come in halfway through. I don't know, but we'll see. We'll see how it goes. A game of dead or alive. Here we go. Question number one: my brother, dead or alive?
Dead.
Well, it was a trick question, because I don't have a brother, although I am adopted. There may be one I don't technically know about, so I'm going to give you half a point.
Yeah, sure, dear brother, you never know.
I don't know whether it's dead or alive. I'll keep my options open there. Dead or alive, paid intern Cornelius' excitement for tonight's episode of Bake Off.
Alive.
Yes. Yeah, it is. It is alive, because it honestly will not shut the hell up about it, if I'm honest. I mean, I could prove that to you, but for some reason he's left the room. I think he's left the room to watch last week's Bake Off again, in preparation for tonight. I'm not really sure. We'll ask him when he comes back. Don't know where he's gone. Perhaps he's gone for a pee.
Maybe.
Dead or alive, the quality of work that's been done by the cleaners in the Talk Radio office this morning, the quality of the work... done by the cleaners, dead or alive?
Alive.
No, dead. Very much dead. It's like the cleaners have died. And not only haven't they turned up, the cleaners, to seemingly do the work, because the producers basically had to do all the cleaning up today, which I don't think is a bad thing, frankly, because they were the ones that make the mess, so it's fine. But the cleaners kind of didn't really clean up today, possibly because they are also dead.
Maybe. They should be fired either way.
Yes. Yes. And it's like they've smeared their rotting corpses all over the floor. That's how bad it smells in there. Although that might just be Gilo. He works here. Dead or alive, so you can have that point. Dead or alive, the man who used to clean my windows. Dead or alive?
Dead.
Well, now, here's what happened. You see, he put a note through the door saying, as often that he does with the... if there's no one in, he has to put a note through the door to say how much he's owed for the next time, or a cheque could be posted. Now, I haven't paid that from a note that he put through the door 10 months ago, and he hasn't chased it. Neither of the windows been done, and he was elderly, so yes, I'm going to go dead.
Well, you never know, hopefully.
So, you know, I've saved myself 15 quid there. So you can have that point. Dead or alive, Dr. Afzal Ashraf. Dead or alive?
Alive.
No, dead. The leader, one of the leaders of ISIS, was killed in Aleppo a couple of days ago.
Oh no, what a pity.
Yeah. Ed Balls, seemingly, Ed Balls' ability to dance, dead or alive?
Dead.
Dead, very dead. Very much so. Everyone ever, if Donald Trump is elected president?
Oh, dead, very much dead.
Very much dead, very much dead, yes. As Prod Cass is through the glass. She's had a little ray of sunshine, as you'll know, Adam, if you're a regular listener. She sounds like this, Ask Podcast, through the glass there.
Yay.
Yeah. Her chances of getting her deposit back when she moves house next week.
Oh, alive, hopefully. Best of luck to her.
No, because it's very much dead, her chance of getting the deposit back, because she has three cats. And they vomit a lot on the carpet, and it's tricky to get out, even with the shaken vac, that, she says. So she can't, she hasn't got a hope of that. Dead or alive, the soul of Julia Hartley Brewer?
Dead.
Very much so, yeah. Dead or alive, the staff working at Apple's offices in Ireland?
Oh, they'd be dead after that bill comes through anyway. Jesus, that would be an odd. Yeah.
Didn't understand a word of that. Was that dead or alive?
Oh, dead.
Dead, yes. Well, they don't exist, do they? They literally don't exist, as we know. So that's in the news today. It's an office built simply on paper and doesn't really exist and has no staff, according to the EU Commission. Final question is a music question. How Empire of the Sun feel because of you? How Empire of the Sun feel because of you? Dead or alive?
Dead.
Let's find out. Alive! Oh, he's alive. Oh.
What a pity.
I know. Cornelius, have you been keeping school?
Yes. No, I haven't been in the room.
No, that's right. You left the room. Did you go for a wee?
No, I was doing that.
Okay. As podcast is through the glass.
Yeah.
Have you been keeping school?
I have.
Excellent.
Because I'm responsible.
Yes. Most things that go wrong around here. What is the... Do you need to fire at the system?
I do.
Okay. Bear in mind... just bear with us a little bit, Adam, if you don't mind, because we've got to fire at the system to get the score. It's a very slow system.
It is a bit.
Sure, fair way.
It's a dial-up system. We get in, we have to type in some information. You'll see. It's just...
It's a bit like a DOS system as well.
It's slow. There we're in. Right. Okay. So, just got to type in the details to get the score. Now, remember, while they're doing that, you are playing for some lamb. You requested some lamb as a prize. You need to score some points in order. Enough points. Oh.
All right. How do you spell Adam?
Adam. How do you spell Adam?
How do you spell Adam?
A-D-A-M.
Oh, I'll put an E in there. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. Lamb.
Sheep.
Yeah.
Sheep.
Lamb.
Lamb. Okay.
Yep. Okay, good.
Okay, right, I'm gonna print.
Yep. Sorry, Adam, it's a slow printer as well. It's a printer score.
Slow printer.
Of course.
Yeah. But remember, you could well be the proud owner of some lamb, should you score highly enough.
It's nearly done.
All right. Slow, very slow printer. All right. Sorry about this. We keep meaning to get a new one, but there's not a budget, really. Cass?
Yeah.
Adam?
Yes.
No, I'm just saying your name. What did he score?
6.5 points.
Is that enough to get the lamb?
Yes, it is.
Come on! Yay! Congratulations! Well done! Well done, Adam. In a game of Dead or Alive, you are the proud owner, the winner of some lamb on Talk Radio.
Back in the net. Oh.
James Max has joined us now.
Well, very good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Afternoon. Lovely to see you as ever.
Lovely to see you too.
What have you got coming up next? I forget, because the time has flown, isn't it?
Hasn't it? Yeah. When you're having fun, it just flies by.
I wouldn't know about that. Certainly.
No, no, indeed not. By.
What have you got coming up, James?
So something I know absolutely nothing about, which some will know that I know very little about sport, but over £1 billion has been spent on the football transfer window, so we'll be asking whether footballs are worth it. Apparently extraterrestrials are trying to contact us, so...
Yes, I heard, yes, there was something about this. Yes. So, some mysterious space signal, am I right?
That sort of thing.
Yeah.
And Twitter has gone all crackers about it. And apparently also dogs can understand what you tell them.
Right.
So we're going to be finding out about that. We'll also be looking at the slightly more serious story this afternoon, which is Inside Chequers, where it's a bit of yes, Prime Minister, and Theresa May says Brexit means Brexit, but we'll be finding out whether we can make it work, because after all, it's not going to be her, it's going to be us. Mm. So we're going to be talking about that as well. And many other things coming
up. Splendid. All right, thank you very much.
Thank
James
you.
Max with you next on Talk Radio. We'll be back tomorrow from 1 till 4. Tomorrow, of course, is Paul Rossmaster Day. There will be Nobody's Favourite Quiz, in which contestant... James, you've played it before, of course.
I have. Yes. I may need to play it again.
Yes.
There's for very good reason.
Right.
Yeah.
More of that anon. Paul Rossmaster returns tomorrow, as well as other things. We're back 1 till 4 in the afternoon to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. James Max is next.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift.